Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Friday Night Football is back here in North Alabama and is on the up with the Randolph Raiders, who are set to open up the season with the Brewer Patriots tonight. That is unfortunately on the road because of weather conditions, and we now welcome in Coach Nick Flanagan, head coach of the Randolph Raiders. You can listen to all the action tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff, as they always do in the state of Alabama. Coach, it's game week, man. It's game day.
It is game day. It is here.
How different does it feel like waking up today?
A little nervous. I mean, obviously any game day you're nervous. Preparing throughout the week. We've had a good week of preparation. But there's a lot of moving parts on game day, especially on the road. There's a lot of moving parts getting ready to go. So I think we're ready. We're where we need to be. The big thing is, again, just getting there. And you guys know as well as I do, once football starts, it kind of gets into a little more of a routine, but getting that first game in and getting kind of the pregame jitters and first game stuff out of the way, I think we'll all be a lot calmer come about 3 minutes into that first quarter.
Is it any different trying to make these plans for that first game, considering that a couple weeks ago it was supposed to be at a different site, it was supposed to be at home?
It is.
But now you're kind of rushing a little. It feels like you're rushing a little more.
It's been a little more of a rush. Our athletic trainer is the one that kind of helps get everything together. So I know he's had a lot going on the past 2 days, getting everything ready and getting all the gear ready to get on the trailer and get over. But we've got a lot of people that help with that, so it's not really all on me. So that part of it, I know on them, has been a little stressful at times. But overall, I mean, it's as you prepare the same way in terms of football-wise. Just the logistics of everything has been a little different. Getting a bus, making sure we've got enough room on the bus, making sure the trailers are ready, making sure someone's there to pull the trailer. So it's a lot of moving parts.
Does someone specifically get to pull the trailer? Like, can I pull it if I wanted to?
Yeah.
Or do you already have somebody?
Yeah, come on. You can come. You can pull it. Actually, we'll just do the radio show in the trailer. Do that. Yeah, going down the road.
It's a lot more live and I think a little more ambient noise too. You're in your third season as the Randolph head coach. Right. Have you felt that you're a little more comfortable each year as it goes by, that you sort of feel more comfortable with not only where you're at, because the Randolph football team is a young football team that just recently came back. So, I mean, you're still talking about trying to build something there. And even though you've done a great job with the first 2 years getting back-to-back playoff spots, you're still trying to build something that's really not been there for a long, long time. Do you feel more comfortable getting back there?
I won't say comfortable because, again, I never want to be complacent or content in no means. We tell that to our guys all the time. I am comfortable in the sense of the routine of a game. That first, man, we were playing at Montgomery Academy, my first game to ever coach, and I was sick. I was literally sick. I was so nervous. And so that part of it, I do feel a little better. In-game stuff, I'll feel a little more comfortable, but still, I mean, you still get nervous, you still get the butterflies. It's the one sport that just, again, it comes constantly. So, I wouldn't say comfortable by no means. Still trying to again, build what we've got there. I was talking to – had a coach, we were talking this morning, the one thing about, when you set expectations, every year you're trying to set more and set a higher goal. You constantly want to reach – something, constantly set expectations that they're harder and harder to reach. And to do that, again, you can't get comfortable and complacent in what you're doing. And so every single week, there's got to be something different that you're trying to constantly reach.
Yeah, and what's that sort of expectation as they try to get playoffs and win then? I mean, obviously the state championship's what you're shooting for. But like that next expectation, because I've always found it interesting trying to make goals. It's, the next expectations you want to do. You want to do well. Right. But you also want to be able to set something to where you can accomplish, so at the end of the season you don't feel miserable if you had a really great year but you came up just short or something. And so I'm curious how you guys sort of set the goals for this team. I guess the big expectation.
The big our kind of phrase every year, if you see, everybody's got a phrase that they use. And, the first year it was November. Then it was just get to November. And then last year it was the standards that we, you know, have kind of instilled in our program. And then this year it's dominate in the D-O-M-I-N with an 8. And
I've seen that hashtag going around on Twitter.
That 8 signifies a lot of things. That there were our standards. We have 8 standards that we, you know, live by, and we have that our kids know, and this is what we do. That we've got those 8 standards, and then you've got, this is our 8th year of varsity football at Randolph.
That's right.
So we're in our 8th year. And the flip side, we've never won 8 games. The program's never won 8 games. 7's the most we've won. That was 2 years ago. So you want to get to 8 wins. And the third is, you know, November, December spelled with 8 letters. And so that was kind of what that phrase, kind of how it came about. And but it also came from some of our seniors that in our exit meetings last year, are, you know, they were juniors then, to be seniors. And I was, you know, what are the expectations last year or for next year? And I had three, and then it wasn't planned. They all three said it. And it's three guys that, you know, that are you know, will be impact players tonight. And they said, we just want to go out next year and dominate each day. Just dominate each day. Don't worry about what we're, you know, don't worry about who we're playing next week. Don't worry about the, just dominate each day. And that, and this was in January, you know. So that just kind of took hold, and that's kind of been our phrase, you know, dominate. And that's the thing. Yeah, you want to say, you know, we'd love to play for a state championship. We just want to dominate each day. And again, if we can do that, I feel like our goals of, you know, 8 wins and getting a playoff berth, of getting back to the playoffs and winning a playoff game, we'll take care of itself.
It's wild, too, because that Region 7 is a tough, tough region to be able to get out of.
It's one of the toughest in the north.
I mean, you guys, Madison County, Madison Academy, just a lot of really good schools there that have been playing football. And like
North Jackson.
Oh, yeah, can't forget about North Jackson, man. Those Chiefs are just insane to play. So it's obviously something that you're building that program, but now we can talk about sort of the 2017 season. And now it's game week, and now you don't have to hit each other all the time.
Right.
Now you got somebody else.
Right.
People, the guys have got to be really excited about finally getting up against another jersey color.
I think so. You know, football is, our defense coordinator said it the other day, Coach Killen. He said, you know, football is the one game that you practice, you know, 365 days out of the year, and you only play 10 games. You know, you're only guaranteed to play 10 games. So it's kind of funny. Our guys, no one enjoys Monday through Thursday. They don't. But you got to find a way to continue to do it, continue to build excitement. But at this point, our guys are ready to play. We've been going since January in the off season all the way through. They're ready to play. So.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Brewer, the matchup coming up here in a little bit. A team you beat 28-2 last year in a game that was mired. There was a lot of turnovers in that game. I think 9 turnovers in that game. It was one of those the first couple of weeks of the season last year, a lot of rain, a lot of storms and stuff just made it difficult. Last year, that was much the same way. The second half was kind of just trying to get through it. You were up like 28-0, I think,
right,
at halftime, and just trying to get through through that half. So what do you expect when you get on the field and get the chance to play Brewer here in year 3 for you?
I'm excited to go over there today. One thing I will say is their facilities will be as nice as any. Their playing surface will be, you know, immaculate. It was last year. It probably wasn't after when we left and all the rain, but it'll be immaculate. Coach Walters is great at what he does, and that, you know, he's a great football coach, obviously. You know, Coach Walters was a longtime offense coordinator at Briarwood when Briarwood was having their run, and then went to Tennessee for a while, and then now he's back at Brewer. He is a great coach, and he will have his guys ready. And the same thing, like I said, with their facilities, they'll be as nice as you're going to step on. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited to go up there. The big thing I'm concerned with is just making sure that our guys aren't so amped up at 5:50 to play football that we can kind of contain that and be more so ready to go at 7 o'clock. I tell them that, and it's, you know, I have sayings that, as any coach, and I say something, you know, I'm going to always say it at the same time every game, and I'm always going to tell them that, but when we get out on the field to warm up, you know, I don't need you ready to play right now. I need your minds to be ready to play at 7 o'clock. I need us, you know, I don't want us over-amped right now.
That's tough. I mean, because you're talking about 15, 16, 17-year-old guys out there
on the field, you know, they're ready to go.
Jumping around,
yeah,
dancing,
I mean,
to the music of the pregame.
Yeah.
They're just ready to get out there and hit somebody, catch some passes.
And don't get me wrong, I want that energy. I want that by all means, but I don't need them over-amped at 5:50 and not ready to go at 7 o'clock.
Before we let you out of here, Coach, and get you ready for the game coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, replacing a starting quarterback.
Yes.
That's a big deal for a team, especially that's found themselves in the playoffs the last couple of years. How comfortable are you with the new quarterback, Graham Copeland?
I'm very comfortable going into tonight. We're going to, as coaches, we need to do a good job of kind of...
It's time for Randolph Football. You're on The Ump now.
Somerville, Alabama, as we get set for kickoff between the Randolph Raiders and the Brewer Patriots, who are the home team tonight because of weather forcing the field issues. We're getting set for the coin toss between the two teams. For Brewer, coming out there is Zach Self, number six, the quarterback for the team, the junior out there. And Zach Kotra, one of the defensive backs, will be out there for the home team. For the road team, the Raiders put out four captains. LaVon Fletcher, Brad Layton, Jackson Vest, and Tim Curran are going to be out there for Randolph tonight. And we're getting set for the coin toss. Select the decision has been made. As we get said, maybe we're going to be kicking off just a little bit early. I do not mind that one little bit. The Raiders will receive the kick and will be defending the left goal here as you're listening on your radio dial. RK Shea here, and Tony Mack is right there. So we get set for a kickoff between Randolph and Brewer. And first things first, what are you looking for Randolph to get out of the gates early as they will start on offense?
Well, as much as you can ask, first game of the season, you hope you just get those jitters out, and it'd be nice to at least, if you can't score, go down and put a nice drive together. Maybe not a three and out, but maybe go down there and force them, Brewer, in bad field position and put the pressure on them a little bit, backed up their end zone.
Yeah, we'd like to be able to do that. Randolph was able to start pretty hot last year. Got up to 28-0 in the first half before the skies opened up. But that is not the case here. Really, really close to perfect conditions. 82 degrees, not humid at all outside here in Somerville, and we are ready for action. I'll give you the starters for Randolph on offense. We'll start on the offensive line. We'll go from left to right, including number 54, Parker Wilson, who's the senior. Reed Thurman at left guard is a sophomore for Randolph. The center is Chase Hammond, a 6'2 junior. At right guard, Kyle Hoyt is a 6'2, 275-pound senior. And right tackle is Tim Curran, senior captains out there tonight. Quarterback, which will be an interesting spot we'll talk about in just a moment, is Graham Copeland, a junior. And then we got tailbacks galore, wide receivers galore, as this offense will like to run around live, including Brad Layton, who will be out there as a senior. So will Colton Scoggins, Houston Mooring, Sam Kimmel, and LaVon Fletcher, who we will hear a lot about this season, a guy who coaches believe that he could go for 1,600 yards this season. And in 4A, you got to play a lot of both sides. Yep. And it's going to be really interesting to see what kind of numbers he's going to be able to put up, because he'll be out there as a defensive back as well.
Speaking of interesting, RG, I'm really interested to see Randolph as they come out on offense, because we were watching, and you mentioned earlier, we were watching the quarterback take some snaps and run some plays, and it's a real good magic show out there. You know, where's the ball? A lot of hiding the destination of where the ball is going to be. So that's going to be a lot of fun to see if Brewer can figure that out early, and if Randolph can take advantage of maybe Brewer not knowing where the ball is.
So going from right to left will be Brewer, who will be lining up to kick. I think they may have gotten the largest kid on the team to be able to do the kicking. Why not? He's got a big thigh and a big leg to be able to do it. It looks like that's number 77, Jordan Flack, junior, will line up straight behind the ball and get set to kick it off. As we start the 2017 season, a little skimmer goes up to the middle. LaVon Fletcher will pick it up at the 12 and come up to the middle, to the 20, to the 30, to the 35, spins around to the 38, 39, and finally taken around at the 40-yard line. That's a 28-yard return for LaVon Fletcher, and great field position for the Randolph Raiders as they start out the 2017 season in really good spot.
Yeah, that's exactly what you wanted. They got out to about the 40-yard line, right at it looks like, and he just kept his feet moving. They hit him a couple yards back, and he just kept churning and was able to make that 40.
So we'll start out a brand-new quarterback for the Randolph Raiders, Graham Copeland, who got a little bit of experience here last year in mop-up duty, will set up. Brings Kimmel in motion. Quick handoff will go to Kimmel around the side, get the 45, the 46, right side he goes. He is met and hit up by number 36, Levi Rice, the sophomore linebacker. It'll be a gain of 6 for Kimmel, and we'll set up for 2nd down and 4.
Yeah, it was a little bit of that. Where's the ball? It was the handoff on the action right around there, and there was really nobody around there to make the tackle for at least 5 yards.
when tailback left, they won't go to him. They'll throw it over to their left side. That is incomplete. Actually, it's going to be a fumble, backward pass. Back to the 40-yard line. That will be recovered by Randolph, luckily in time. So they'll start back at the original line of scrimmage as they were looking over there for Colton Scoggins, a little outside of his reach for the first, what would have been a pass, had it gone a little bit forward. Instead, we're now third down and 10 for the Raiders.
Yeah, Copeland was a little high on that pass there. Let's see if he can bring that down a little bit.
So we'll flip the side to the field going to the far hash mark as Copeland takes this one, hands it off to Fletcher. Fletcher having to spin away from a couple of people in the backfield. He can't. He loses about 4 or 5. They'll give him a 6-yard loss back to the 34-yard line all over that where the men in blue do that tackle to Thomas Graves, the sophomore defensive lineman, number 99. And it'll be punt time for the Raiders to start the 2017 season. Back to punt will be number 19, Jackson Vest, the 6'2 senior. Actually, I'm sorry, he's going to be the up man. That makes more sense. This punt's going to be off the right side of the foot, shanked to the 45-yard line. That is going to be a punt of about 10 yards. Not a good effort for Tripp Slyman to start off. The 6'1 senior gets a net of 10 yards on that one. And we talked about good field position for Randolph to start off the game. Even better for the Brewer Patriots as they will come out for their first drive of the season.
You're exactly right. That's not what Randolph wanted. They were able to get good field position themselves. A little jitters on offense. Bad punt. Brewers are moving.
Zach Self in with one tailback, three receivers, two to the right and one to the left. He'll give the quarterback keep over the right side of the 40 to the 39-yard line. He'll be stopped there. That's a gain of 5. He'll be stopped right up the middle. That was Garrett Barlow with the tackle up there. He's the 6'3 defensive lineman. He'll give you the starters now for Randolph defense. Starting on that line, three defensive linemen. Number 82, Garrett Barlow makes the tackle. Tim Curran, the defensive lineman right up the middle, and Chase Hammett on the right side the rest of the moment. Second down is 6. Self awaits the snap with two receivers to the left, one to the right, right in the middle of the field at the 40-yard line. Gets a quick handoff. It's taken to the 38, 37. Give him to the 30, we'll say the 36-yard line. As that was a carry by Jonathan Morgan. Tackle by Brad Layton. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Cole Greco with the tackle. So it'll be third down and about 3 for the Brewer Patriots. We're lined up in their home blue jerseys, white pants, white helmets, with the shiny blue, shiny white, shiny red T on the side, or B on the side. Self a lineup. One tailback being Morgan. Three receivers set up, two left, one right. Quarterback keep up the middle again to the 35, the 34, and 33-yard line will be another first down. Another carry for the quarterback. Cole Greco and Reed Thurman both in on the stop there.
Wish they could have got him a couple yards behind there, though.
First down of the game goes to the home team as we got 8:48 to go in quarter number one. No score from Summerville, Alabama. We'll set up with two receivers to the right again, one to the left. Morgan the tailback, Self the quarterback. Quick handoff to Morgan, goes up the middle. He is wrapped up and stopped near the line of scrimmage. Looks like it's Barlow again and number 19, Jackson Vest right there. Jackson Vest, we'll hear a lot of this season.
He got back there in a hurry, Vest did. So that was a very good open field tackle there.
Leading tackler on the team last year, over 110 tackles in 2017. Comes back for his senior year and is excited to do so. Second down and 10 at the 30.
Didn't know he was a leading tackler last year for Yargi, but I could tell. I'm not surprised by that the effort there by Jackson.
Second down and 9. We'll put two receivers to the right and one to the left. Set up. 3 seconds to snap. Now 2. 1 for Self. And finally gets it off. Hands off to, actually, he'll be quarterback keep. The option right side to the 20, the 15, to the 13. He'll grab him down at the 12-yard line. Boy, he got around the right end there pretty quickly. That's a gain of 19 there.
Once again, Garrett Barlow on the tackle there, but unfortunately, it came way, way, way down the field for the Raiders.
Be first down and 10 on the right hash mark for the Patriots, looking to drive this one in for the first score of the game. Self, keeper down the left side of the line, looking to get up the field. He can't. He is wrapped up. 3-4 Patriots.
Good job.
It's your 3-4 Raiders there, including number 10, Cole Greco, was in there quickly. Also in there was number 13, J.B. Stockton.
Yeah, LaVon Fletcher was in there as well, so there was a big-time gang tackle and much needed for the Raiders.
Raiders force a second down and long. They'll lose a yard on that with the Patriots.
Not able to get outside was Brewer. Randolph sniffed that one out and maybe forced them to pass here, as I don't think they've attempted a pass yet.
Not as of yet, as Self awaits the snap from center. He gets a quick handoff, goes to Morgan up the middle to the 10, 9, and 8. Ooh, gets falls forward to the 6-yard line. Pretty good push up the middle on the tackle there by Tim Curran. The other starters on defense for Randolph include the bullet positions, Cole Greco and Reed Thurman, the Mike linebacker Jackson Vest. The two stingers are Sam Kimmel, Dom Liosi, and in the defensive backfield, LaVon Fletcher, J.B. Stockton, and Brad Layton. For Brewer, on the line, Hunter Morgan, Logan Bailey, Noah McManus, Clay Lemons, and Jordan Fleck. Get the rest of those in just a moment. It's a third down and 6 from the 6. Self awaits the snap. Quarterback keep right side, forced outside. He is hit and gets off the right side. Touchdown. Boy, he was met at the line of scrimmage, and it looked like he was going to be able to be tackled. Instead, he bounces off that hit, and he just hurtles into the end zone. Touchdown.
It was a great job right there off the edge to meet him at the line of scrimmage, and just wasn't able to make the tackle. Quarterback bounces right off and runs into the end zone.
Still a 6-yard touchdown carry from the quarterback, Zach Self.
Interesting formation.
Junior quarterback will try to get the snap to go for 2, going forward, trying to get up the middle, and it is no good.
Did not get there. What an interesting formation there, Argie. There was
that swinging gate formation that you see a lot of times in the NFL with teams like Oregon and all. Did not work, did not fool the Randolph Raiders. 6-0 Patriots lead. Randolph gets the ball back with 6:05 to go in quarter number 1. You're listening to Randolph Raiders football exclusively on the Up. Alabama, as we get set for the second possession for the Raiders, as the first one did not go so well, as it was a punt time, a bad punt, and now they'll receive, now down 6-0. Little squib kick comes this side, and taken and kneeled at the 38-yard line for the Randolph Raiders. Doing so is Colton Scoggins. He'll just get that up a few yards and just take that knee. Really trying to avoid LaVon Fletcher back there deep, because that guy will burn you and burn you in a hurry.
As a result, they've got their big number 77 offensive lineman kicking, and it's really enjoyable to watch him out there and pretty much squib this thing 10, 15 yards down the field.
So we'll set up for possession number 2, 6 minutes to go in the first quarter, 6-0 Brewer on top, already tripled their score from last year against Randolph. Copeland, the quarterback, gets the handoff, and actually quarterback keep, throw it over the near side, it is caught! It is caught wide open, Brad Layton to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Raiders!
That was absolutely beautiful. Copeland faked the threat, had his eyes downfield the entire time, saw number 12. No one, absolutely nobody within 10 yards of him, and he just scampered right into the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders.
The RPO gets 6 for Randolph, and now in his extra point attempt time to try to take the lead, that 6-0 lead did not last long. That is a one-play drive for 57 yards. Graham Copeland takes the snap. He's going to try to throw. He is sacked. He is sacked. No kick. Game's tied 6-6. We'll take another quick timeout. We're tied at 6. Getting good here. You're listening to Randolph Raiders football exclusively on the Ump. Just sat down here in Somerville, beautiful Somerville, Alabama, to get ready for that second drive before the Raiders were able to take that run-pass option there from Graham Copeland and toss it over to Brad Layton for 67 yards. And again, it was all about, and that's the great thing about this beer option type offense, is that you get lulled into that sense. There's so many good tailbacks. There's so many guys who can carry it. Houston Mooring, Sam Kimmel, LaVon Fletcher, that they faked it to LaVon Fletcher. Attacked the line of scrimmage, number 2, Graham Copeland, and tossed it right over everyone's heads where Brad Layton was wide open.
It was a great job to keep his eyes downfield and find Layton down there. The only unfortunate part about that is the defense doesn't get much rest, but we are tied at 6, and I'm sure we'll take that any day of the week.
We are tied at 6 in quarter number 1 between Randolph and Brewer. as the Raiders get set to kick, going from our left to our right, same way if you're listening on the radio. Getting set back to kick for Randolph will be number 24, Tripp Sliman. 6'1", 175-pound senior. The righty gets set to kick from the 40-yard line. That one is kicked short and pushed near side. That is caught at the 26 by Morgan.
Good hit.
Runs into a couple of defenders at the 34. Putting back to the 33-yard line. Looked like getting him on the tackle with Reed Thurman, the sophomore.
Yeah, it didn't have the ball very long. Reed made a very good, very firm hit, wrapped him up, and now Raiders, like we talked about earlier, have Brewer backed up in at least better field position for the defense.
So Randolph comes back out wearing their road white jerseys, their blue pants, the blue helmet, the matte helmet with the R on the side. Gets set for their second defensive series of the evening. Self sets back up as the tailback. He has got Morgan, his tailback. He is the quarterback right behind him in the pistol. Gets the snap. Fakes the handoff. Spins away from a defender. Gets to the 35, the 36, 37. It'll be a gain of about four on the play. Tackle made by Tim Curran.
Well, the captain step up, made a tackle. But that quarterback has been very elusive for Brewer so far, breaking a couple tackles.
Second down and a four count for the home team. Morgan moves to the right of his quarterback. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Quarterback fake, goes over to the side. Ball is incomplete. Incomplete. Had an open receiver there. Looked like they were looking for number nine, DJ Hyatt.
Cole Greco there for the defense, the Raiders there. Or I'm sorry, that was not Greco. That was Stockton. Jack Stockton was almost there and almost picked that one off. Almost had an opportunity for the Raiders.
So it'll be third down and about five here from the 39-yard line. Two receivers go out to the right, including Devin Weathers. Watch out for him in the slot. One receiver to the left. Self, the quarterback, working the tailback. Line up in the same formation. Raiders show blitz. They'll bring it. Run blitz goes up the middle, and he's caught.
Very
caught,
good tackle.
Tackle there at the 40-yard line. Had no chance, did Jonathan Morgan, to be able to get that one. Garrett Barlow, who is making his presence felt early in this game, makes it fourth down and four.
Absolutely. Calling Barlow's name a lot tonight so far. Big-time tackle for a loss there. And making it more and more inevitable that Randolph might get this ball back.
Lining up in what could be a pooch formation. Instead, that four receivers to the left. And Self still in at quarterback. Play clock was down to eight before a timeout was called. Timeout called on the field by Randolph. I think they weren't ready or expecting a punt. They kept the offense on the field, did Brewer, so we'll keep it here. As it is 6-6, the score here from Somerville, 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go here in opening night action. Week zero, because we have some jamboree games, we have some real games happening here tonight. This is a real game. This counts toward the record books for both of these teams, and is also very important to know that it's a reaching game, so that obviously is a big deal to try to get out of the gates early for
Absolutely.
Both of these two teams. So fourth down at about 4.5. Let's call it a long four.
That's fair. Interesting here. Early in the season, Brewer on their own 40-yard line, looking at least before the timeout like they were going to try to go for it and get this. Run game's worked very well for them so far. So let's see what Randolph comes out with after the timeout adjustment, and let's see if Brewer is not playing around.
Randolph's playing punt. Levon Fletcher is back at the 33-yard line to receive. Self is the quarterback. He has one blocker back there, and that's one of his tailbacks. But they have a four-receiver bunch formation to the left side. It could be just a quick kick. We'll see. Try to get him off sides, perhaps. There's 15 seconds. Plenty of time if they want to try to get the Raiders to come off sides, but really only two down linemen. I would be surprised there. It's a punt-protect formation for this team. It looks like now they're going to punt as Self takes a couple steps back, calls for the snap, ready to get a quick kick. That one's a line drive to Fletcher, but it's a little over his head, and that's going to be a good bounce. It goes inside the 20, inside the 15, to the 10, to the 7-yard line. So had Levon Fletcher been playing about 5 yards further back, that line drive, he could have gotten a whole lot of yardage for the Randolph Raiders. Instead, a fortunate and lucky bounce, maybe even planned by Brewer, gets that punt into the 8-yard line. First down for Randolph.
Very well could have been planned. On the kickoff, both kickoffs they've had so far, they've been trying to keep it away from him. So there they get it just enough over his head to where it rolls, and then he has yet to have a chance to make an impact in the special teams game.
Third possession of the night for Randolph. You got to flip that switch on, Tony Mack. Get the lights on here in the press box as nightfall is nearing. Quick pass. Looks like
it's fumbled.
The ball is fumbled into the end zone. Does Brewer recover it? They do. Wow, the offense got a little tricky there. They did the fake to LaVon Fletcher going left side and decided to throw it back behind the line of scrimmage. It looked like that may have been intended for Houston Mooring. It gets behind him. Graham Copeland is beside himself as that one gets fumbled in the end zone and recovered for a touchdown. Quickly, the tables turned.
Absolutely. Copeland was going out there, running to his left, trying to hit a receiver, throws behind him. Unfortunately, that's a fumble, and Brewer picks it up for the score. So back and forth early here, Argie.
12-6 with the extra point pending. It looks like they are trying to, if Brewer, do this swinging gate formation again. They have all the linemen on the left side, on the left side of the hash mark, the left side of the left hash mark. The ball is placed in the middle of the field where there is one man there to snap, who happens to be DJ Hyatt. One receiver over to the right side, which is Patrick Johnson, and then the quarterback and tailback, Self and Morgan. And now they will line back up for a traditional two-point conversion try. Zach Self will wait for Morgan. There is a timeout called on the field. This one by Brewer took a lot of time to be able to try to get that play in. Looking for a matchup issue there with Randolph and unable to get it. So you can tell a little bit early, Tony Mack, that we have a few issues with butterflies and a few early game jitters trying to get that offense going, because this is an offense for Randolph that needs to be in some sort of a rhythm. They've had a couple of early fumbles. One has tossed them for a touchdown there. They had one explosive play. We'll see if they can come back with it. But a little early game jitters, you can tell, for the offense.
Absolutely, and you can already see the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde of this offense, like you mentioned. When they're in rhythm, even though it was one play, they had an open 67-yard touchdown, but two drives in between there, their first and their third drive. One resulted in a fumble that caused them to punt. This one resulted in a fumble that was an immediate score for the defense. So you would really like to see Randolph be more of the Dr. Jekyll rather than Hyde here in this game.
And it is worthy of noting that this is Graham Copeland's first start, as he is replacing a 3-year starter in Forrest Weber, who obviously was the captain and gunslinger for this team. And you got a guy who's trying to make the offense his own, trying to get into that rhythm. The team is completely bought into him. It's just about getting some of those jitters shooken out.
Absolutely.
So come back up for the 2-point conversion attempt. One tight end in, one tailback. The tight end moves from the left to the right. Quarterback keep by Self. He is met in the middle of the line of scrimmage. He tries to dive forward. Stretch. No signal yet. Signal that he got it. Still waiting on the signal.
Still waiting on the signal.
Did not get it. Wow, that was a long time to get that signal, but that was a close call. So we're going to keep it right here as we sort of get ready for the kickoff. And Randolph immediately back on the field ready to. This is a fast offense and a fast team. As soon as that play was over, everyone was lined up on the. Like, you have LaVon Fletcher back at the 5. You have Brad Layton out there at the 15. You have guys, Colton Scoggins over on the other side of the 15. They're ready to go.
Now we know what they feel like calling a Big 12 Pac-12 game. I mean, it's just really fast, quick pace moving here. Everything lining up very fast. And not only are they out there adjusting, we're trying to adjust to the pace already.
Jordan Flatt comes back on to kick again. He has done the squib kick a couple of times in the two kicks for Brewer so far. This will be the third attempt. He is one of the offensive linemen, so it is worthy of noting that the big guy is putting his big boot into it. Does the same thing over the right side this time. It is picked up, finally covered. Man, the ball is just loose there. Houston Mooring gets it over there at the 37-yard line. And if this team wants to run, they need Houston Mooring to be a little more sure-handed than that. Again, guys just got to get a little bit under control.
Absolutely. Let's see if they can get out here and get it under control. They've, including the punt on the first drive, they've run 6 offensive plays, two fumbles, and a 67-yard touchdown pass. So we've seen a lot of the good and bad from what can come of this Randolph offense.
Randolph will set up on the left half mark. Boring will go over that left side to the right side. Here comes Brad Layton. Two tailbacks in, including LeBron Fletcher. In fact, one fullback, one tailback. Copeland with the give to the left side. Gets up to the left side of the 40 to 44. Spins to the 45-yard line. That's a 10-yard carry. Close to 10 yards. You're right at the sticks for LeBron Fletcher. And his first real positive carry of the night. Will move the sticks. They'll give him the first down as it's right on the wide line. First down for Randolph.
It was a good run. He got about 7 yards, met some contact, made a move, and was able to get three more for the first down. So finally, this offense moving up a little bit.
Quick snap comes again. Handoff goes to Fletcher again. Left side again to the 45, the 50, the 50, 50 52, the 45-yard line on the other side. Get excited there. Another 10-yard carry there for Fletcher, and it'll be a second down.
It almost looked like the same play. Over to the left side, about 5-6 yards before contact, makes a spin move and is able to get that first down on a last little effort play for a couple more yards.
LeBron Fletcher still on the field. He is an elusive back. Layton will stand over here to the right side on the hash mark. Fletcher stays in. Copeland as your quarterback on positive side of the field. And off to Fletcher again. Looks to make a spin. Another spin does get loose to the 40, to the 39-yard line. Actually, they'll spot him at just short of the 40. So give him 5 on that one. We second down and 5. This is 12-6 Brewer on top with 3:20 to go here in quarter number one.
Another incredible carry there by Fletcher, showing some athleticism, making spin moves. He had to make a couple there just to get 5. But if they can ride this guy for this drive, and they're looking like they're in pretty good shape.
Layton and Mooring split out either side. Fletcher remains the tailback. Copeland waits for the snap, claps, hands off to Fletcher again. Cuts back to the middle to the 38-yard line. Give him another 2. It'll be 3rd down and 3. Trying to just find some space in this offense, and that's kind of what it is when you have offensive linemen who are 205 pounds, 215 pounds, 205 pounds, 185 pounds. I mean, outside of Kyle Hoyt, who's 275, I mean, you're trying to get just space and try to get angles on guys.
Yeah, well, you can see why they're so small with how fast and they like to move the ball, and Fletcher obviously doing a very good job at it.
Copeland will keep sprinting out to the right side. He'll get up to the 36-yard line. That'll be just short of a first down. There'll be another gain of 2. So it'll be 4th down and short. This will be a go-for-it opportunity for Randolph. They are aggressive. I'd be surprised if they decided to do a punt. And it looks like Graham Copeland will stay on.
Not a negative play yet this drive. That rushing attack is working really well. I would be surprised as well if they don't try to go ahead and get this yard.
Copeland going over to the coaches to try to get a call. LeVon Fletcher does come off the field. Interesting call here on the 4th down to take off your leading back. We'll see what was pictured here. I wouldn't be surprised if they just try to sneak it right up the middle. Power formation. They got 3 big mollies back at the back. They'll just hand it off instead. They won't try to sneak it. He is stopped. He is stopped at the 37-yard line. That was an attempted run by Jackson Vest, and he can never get past the penetration on the right side of the defensive line.
Damn.
And that was just doomed to fail from the start. Just great penetration there from Brewer.
And it looked like junior Tanner Cobb there with a stop. No, offensive line wasn't able to get a great push. Defensive line on the other side got in space right away and was able to make the stop and give Tanner time to get back there and make that tackle. Unfortunately, that is a turnover for your Raiders.
So Brewer comes back on, coached by Jeff Walters in his 3rd season, 3-17 overall, just 1-11 in region play. Averaged 21.8 points per game a season ago. They'll put 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Self will just keep and go up for about a yard right up the middle. I don't think anyone's buying Zach Self throwing it right now, as he has hurt this Randolph Raider team early with his legs. Big gain of about 1, 2nd down and 9.
It was a great tackle there by, I believe, it looked like that was Brad Layton there on the tackle. It was a very, very nice effort there to get him very close to the line of scrimmage.
They'll split the receivers again, 2 either side as they're on the near hash mark. Look back to the line with Morgan. Jonathan Morgan, the tailback, just to the right. Clock ticks under 1:25 to play first quarter. 12-6 for Brewer. Fake handoff, throws right side, right to the heels of a defender. They threw it right into the heels of Dominic Liosi. They call him Dom.
Dom wasn't
He had his back to the play. He didn't need anything. I mean, he was literally guarding the receiver for being able to get to the ball.
You're exactly right. He didn't really need to be watching the ball. He was watching his man, and the quarterback just put it at both of their ankles. So good heads-up play by Dominic there to at least have his man covered.
Third down and 9 for Brewer, who has scored on one offensive possession so far. Needs to convert here. 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right, shotgun formation for Zach Self. Whistle on the play. Looks like we have another timeout. It's another timeout. This time from Brewer. I think that's their second timeout. Have we even gotten a Heat timeout yet? Nope. So 1:17 to go here in quarter number 1. Take a quick timeout. You're listening to Randolph Raider Football exclusively on the Ump. Bring it back live to Randolph Football. 3rd down and 9 for the home team, Patriots, leading 12-6 here in quarter number 1 in week 0 action on the Ump. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Running out right and looking to throw itself. Throws on the run. It is caught at the 49-yard line of Randolph. The first accurate throw as Zach Self was hit hard as he threw it, but he was able to complete that pass.
Yeah, Sam Kimmel and Dominic Loci combined for the tackle, but unfortunately for that defense, getting a 3rd and 9 down there, weren't able to. Never mind. It looks like they were not able to come up with the first down.
It looked like he did not control it all the way through. I was going to mention that he had it, and as he was coming down, it looked like he sort of bobbled it and kept it there. So good news for the Raiders.
And a great job by Leosi and Kimmel combining on that tackle to make sure he did not secure that catch. We're getting a punt.
Self back to punt, as you'll tell, and a lot in 4A football. There's a lot of guys doing a lot of things. 2 returners possibly back for the Patriots, including Sam Kimmel, who will get this one for the Raiders. He picks up at the 30, goes to the 35, and he's tackled there at the 35-yard line. Tried to get a little sneaky, but he was wrapped up by Dawson DeFries.
For the second time now, the Randolph Raiders will start on their own 35-yard line. Last time, very, very promising drive. Ended up on a turnover on downs, not able to convert on a 4th and 1, but you have to like the way they were running the ball the last drive.
So Raiders pick up about 5 on the return. They'll start at the 35.5-yard line. And they'll try again on offense to get something going, as they had a little something going, stopped on a 4th and 1 previously. We're under a minute to go with 59 seconds with 2 receivers, 1 left, 1 right. And a quick handoff is going to go to the right side. It's going to be picked up at the 46. At the 46-yard line. That's a 10-yard carry by LaVon Fletcher.
Fletcher being very elusive thus far tonight. Even getting into open space, not a problem. And then when they come up to make a tackle, also not a problem. He's able to avoid anything coming at him right now.
So that will be actually just short of a 1st down. Make it 2nd down in about 0.5 yards.
Picking up right where they left off. Running the ball very, very well.
Graham Copeland gets back. With Houston Mooring to his left as a receiver. 1 tailback. They'll hand it off to Kimmel. Kimmel goes to the right side to the 50, to the 47-yard line before he's wrapped up. It's a gain of about 8.
Now you see this offense starting to work. You see them getting the ball into different people's hands, all being effective running the football. That time it was Kimmel.
They come to the near hash mark at the 48-yard line. They'll spot him down. Wide side includes the slot of number 11, LaVon Fletcher, but that is the end of quarter number 1. At the end of the first quarter, the home team, the Brewer Patriots, lead the visiting team, Randolph Raiders. It's 12-6. You're listening to Randolph Raiders football exclusively on the Ump. Quarter number 2, Randolph trails the Brewer Patriots 12-6 as they'll start off by flipping the field just by a couple of yards and switching hash marks to the far hash mark now. Trailing 12-6 as the offense gets set back up for Randolph. And before they do that on a 1st down, you got a couple numbers from the first quarter, Mr. Tony Mack?
I do. 117 total yards of offense for the Raiders in between the ball security issues, a 167-yard pass, 50 yards rushing, 36 of those coming for LaVon Fletcher and Sam Kimmel with the other 16.
That's not bad. LaVon Fletcher having a great first quarter so far is going to have to be the guy's stalwart for Randolph this season if they could just punch it over the goal line one or two more times, that'll be all right. Big handoff goes up the middle again. He's immediately wrapped up as they give it to Sam Kimmel.
Doesn't look like he was able to get anything there. Not really much going on there. The defensive line was able to get a good penetration and tackle him right there at the line of scrimmage.
So it'll be second down and 10, unable to avoid the tackle. Started back at the line of scrimmage. Put Houston Mooring on the near side, just outside the hash. One receiver to the right. Bring a man in motion. They'll toss it over to the man in motion. Coming inside is Colton Scoggins. He gets to the 47-yard line, 48 actually, where they'll stop him. It'll be back to the original line of scrimmage as it stays again. It looks like that tackle was made by Levi Cagle.
Yeah, there was still nothing there over the edge. They stretch it from the right side all the way to the left. Was never able to get that corner right there again at the line of scrimmage, and nothing going for him.
So with third down and a long nine, gained about a football on that one. As the Raiders get set to try to convert another third down opportunity. They put three receivers to the right, one to the left. Running out is Copeland. Copeland's going to throw a short, and is incomplete, well over the head of Colton Scoggins. He was knocked down immediately, maybe egregiously so, by that Levi Cagle guy again. Actually, I'm sorry, that was Orlando Watley.
Yeah, that was a little unnecessary there by Orlando. The ball was uncatchable, and Orlando just laid down an unnecessary hit to put the receiver down on the ground. Uncalled for.
But no flag. It'll be fourth down and nine for Randolph. This will likely be a punt, considering where it's at. It's at the 47-yard line of Brewer. Still huddling up as Randolph looking to make that decision. LaVon Fletcher is in the game as well, but it does look like it is punt time. As coming out is Colton Scoggins. Quick punt near side from Colton Scoggins. Looks like Randolph started that play a little bit early. I did not see a flag. It was a bad punt regardless. It was off the side of the foot.
Those jitters we talked about, trying to get them out of the way, they still have yet to shake those from the first quarter. They're carrying over into the second for the Raiders, unfortunately, on just about every facet of the game so far.
They finally marked off the punt. It's a net of 10 yards. Mm. For Scoggins, so it'll be first down for Brewer at the 37-yard line.
If Copeland's not able to find his arm today, they had Fletcher in the backfield. The defense looked like they were set on him. The receiver there was somebody around to make the tackle, but it's assumed that he was able to at least gain a few yards and get closer to that first down on that last pass play. Copeland, just his arm not able to find his receiver. If he can't find his arm tonight, we might have some problems.
Brewer sets back up an offense, up 12-6. Morgan the tailback, right behind him. Pistol formation, quick handoff to him. Actually, they'll keep it. Gets to the 40-yard line, a gain of three. Nice wrap-up and tackle.
Captain Tim Curran again.
Curran gets that one again, all right. So Tim Curran, another tackle. I think he also in on that stop as well, was number 19, Jackson Vest. Was also in. So a nice combination effort there. Makes a second down at about seven as they settle up here at the near hash mark. They'll put receiver Devin Weathers all the way out to the left in the slot near side. It is Isaac Childs. One receiver to the right. Morgan sets up alongside his tailback on the right side. Quarterback keep near side. Maybe miscommunication to the 40, to the 44, the 45, the 46. I'll be just short of the first down, but not by much. Tackled by number 10, Cole Greco, and number 13, J.B. Stockton. So we third down and short. It looks like maybe a bit of a miscommunication there between tailback and quarterback, but luckily there was a big-time catch and go for...
With the shortcomings on offense and special teams for Randolph so far, this is a big third and short here for this defense.
Third and two with two receivers left, one to the right. Quarterback throw near side, looking again, same man looking for number nine. He is tackled. DJ Hyatt is tackled at the line of scrimmage. Actually, may have lost half a yard to make it fourth down in a full 2 yards.
That was Dominic Liosi on the very, very great heads-up play. Never lost sight of his man. As soon as the man caught it, he is able to wrap his man up and make sure he contains his guy so he can't get the first down.
To the 45-yard line, the Brewer Patriots set up. They need about two. They need to get in, they need to get outside of the 47 to really be comfortable for that first down. They'll put three receivers, all of them right side. Self to quarterback, one tailback. There is nobody on that wide side of the field. Actually, he'll step back, and now it's time to punt. Jacksonville's ready to punt. Actually, they'll fake it, throw it on your side of the boundary. That is thrown backwards. Actually, they'll say it's an incomplete pass. It was incomplete. Whether it was a fumble one way or the other, would have been field position at that point. But just a little bit of miscommunication and just a bad attempt at the catch. Just a little butterfinger. I think that hit him right in the pads, actually.
That was sophomore Reed Thurman on the effort play to jump on the ball just in case it was a fumble. But it was fourth down anyway, so Randolph gets the ball. That's the spark they needed. Defense has not really came out here and faced any jitters just yet. Anything that the Brewer offense has gotten, it's been off turnovers or miscommunications by the offense. So great job by the Randolph defense.
Randolph sets up in positive territory at the 45, trailing 12-6. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Graham Copeland will keep it. Looking now, I have to run it to the 43-yard line. A gain of two. Actually, let's say stretch it out to the 41. Good stretch there with 8:26 to go. He turned a little bit of nothing into a little bit of something. Gain four. To the 41 come the Raiders. Houston Morin comes near side, just outside the numbers on the near hash mark. Our Randolph, one receiver wide side, three backs in the backfield. Hand off to Fletcher. He's got open space to the 30. Makes a man miss to the 25. Tries to go to the right side to the 20. Wrapped up to the 19-yard line. 22 yards there for Ron Fletcher.
There's Fletcher again. They've gone to him. They've used him as disguise in the backfield the last couple of plays to get Copeland a look to see if he likes it. This time they go back to him. 22 yards. This guy's a horse tonight.
Super shifty. He's bulked up to 175 pounds in the offseason and stronger than ox. Quick hand out to Fletcher again. Cuts inside. He's hit and down immediately, but he gets to the 14-yard line before he does so. Another gain of five as he takes a big lick in the middle of the field and just goes sideways, but he already had half the yard to gain.
Absolutely. You're not seeing this guy take negative hits, and that's for a reason. He's got the shifty moves, and he's big enough to withstand the hit and keep those legs turning forward.
Second down and five. Warren comes in motion. They'll get off to Fletcher again to the five, to the four, to the three is where he'll stretch the ball out to. It's a gain of another 11 yards. As inside the five goes LaVon Fletcher, as he is a workhorse right now, and he is taking hits, and he's dishing them out too.
Absolutely. That's what you like to see. This guy wants the ball, and it looks like they're going to ride this guy at least for the rest of this half to get them back on track and get this game knotted back up at 12.
He stays in. First down and goal at the four. Randolph trails 12-6. Handoff goes to him. Right side's got space. Now he's going to come back inside to the three, the two. Ball's fumbled. Fumbled into the end zone. Who recovers it? Who recovers it? Looks like Brewer recovers it.
Oh.
He was hit from the side with LaVon Fletcher as he was stretching out to get to the end zone. He was hit about the two-yard line. Fumbles it right into the end zone, and another turnover for Randolph is killer at this point.
Especially coming from the guy who's pretty much put the team on his back so far in LaVon Fletcher. Defense has to continue that aggressive nature they've had this game and continue to do their job on their end, because right now the reason why it's 12-6 is large in part of the defense doing a great job.
This offense is quite seriously moving the ball at times for large chunks at the time, but just trying to punch that thing in, and two critical turnovers in the end zone. One results in a Brewer touchdown, the other in a turnover that sends Brewer to the 20 and ready to put their offense on. 7:18 to go. Brewer holds on to this 12-6 lead as Self comes back on to lead the offense. Quarterback keep gets behind her fullback left side to the 30-yard line. He bowls over defender. That'll be enough for a first down for the Brewer Patriots. Well, he got up popping and excited about that one. He put down that shoulder, and he is pumped to be able to get that first down.
Yeah, and it looked like that was Dominic Liosi again. Here in the latter drives, we've heard a lot of his name coming in making tackles. We'd like to see them continue that, but obviously behind the line of scrimmage.
So a timeout on the field. Figuring out what this is. Yeah, they had the ball literally right on the line, but they had not marked it as a first down. Second and very short, and I was thinking, you're on the line. You can't get any more first down than on that line when you start the 20. So now they marked the Mark the sticks as first down and 10 as it was supposed to be. It
appears the officials heard you.
Self's ready. Self's taking it again over that left side. Looks, bottled up in the line of scrimmage. Jackson Vest there may have gotten a yard to the 31-yard line.
It's a gang tackle back there in the backfield, but Captain Jackson Vest was one of the first guys there to make that tackle.
Second down and a long nine on that left hash mark for Brewer. Going left to right on your radio dials and right in front of us too, ironically enough. Brewer's taking advantage of a couple of turnovers. One directly for 6 points with a fumble in the end zone. Last year, turnovers were a big issue too. 9 turnovers last year for Brewer. Fake handoff, Self looks. Self gets away from a defender and he's just trying to fire over the middle of the field. It is incomplete. Incomplete. They were looking to try to get out of problems with Devin Weathers at the 37-yard line. He was having to throw it against his body as Self was running to his right. Almost ended up being a catch. Would have been really great news for them because that shouldn't have been anything. Instead, they just avoid a big loss, and it'll be third down and long.
Brad Layton there to make sure that his man did not secure that catch. This defense, we've mentioned jitters over and over again. They got theirs out on their first drive. Since then, it was very important to notice that they haven't given up the points. It's been the offensive turnovers.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Spread all over the field. Looking to roll right. Putting up defensive pressure is Jackson Vest. Getting to the shoulder pads. A little forward toss there for Zach Self. Man, that was close to being intentional grounding. It's fourth down along anyway, but Jackson Vest came off like a bullet on that left side, and it's now fourth down.
You're right. Brewer quarterback Zach Self did all he could to make sure that he didn't take that monstrous sack, but it was Jackson Vest doing everything he could to make sure he did. Fantastic play to get back there.
Jackson Vest coming off like a bullet, which ironically he is not a bullet linebacker. He is a Mike linebacker. There are two bullets, Cole Greco and Reed Thurman.
Well, definitely don't tell him that. I'll let him continue to do whatever that was.
Yeah, great job by him. It'll be fourth down and long as the quarterback number 6, Zach Self, gets set to punt. Now we have time on the field again, but the officials aren't allowing for the time. They're ready to snap it in play. There's a lot of confusion. Randolph doesn't have guys on the line of scrimmage and ready to go, but the clock is ticking and the game is going. A lot of discombobulation, but a punt right-handed kick or right-footed kick to Jackson Vest, who's looking around. Excuse me, to LaVon Fletcher to the 40. Trying to get away from a couple defenders. He does to the near side to the 45. Got to get upfield to the 50. To the 45, to 40. Pushes forward to the 35, the 32-yard line. See where they mark him out, about the 33. That is a gain of 26 on the return when it looked like it may have been minus zero.
He broke 3 or 4 tackles back there to even get that corner. He shows his shiftiness yet again and then turns on the juice there to boost up to the 33-yard line.
He is, like we've said, we bulked up to 175 pounds. He is going to have to take the brunt of the workload. But, man, he is out there constantly. He is going to be sore after this game, you can already tell.
I can see why they haven't wanted to kick to him all game because of what he's done in the backfield so far for the offense and that one play on special teams. Puts Randolph in great position to go right back down the field.
There is great field position, but they got a timeout on the field by the officials. I think this may be that heat timeout that we like to finally get to. Graham Copeland, the quarterback, says, "We're good. Let's go ahead and play."
Yeah, we like what's going on right now.
We'll take a quick timeout right now. It's 12-6 in favor of Brewer. You're listening to Randolph Raider football exclusively on the Ump. Back live from beautiful Somerville, Alabama on a perfect night for high school football. I remember last year doing games, and it was literally 200 degrees for each of the first eight games of the season. But tonight, it was 82 degrees at kickoff, no humidity. Now nightfall has become us, and it's just a really comfortable night out here. We come back to start this drive at the 34-yard line. We got whistles on the field as it's going to be a handoff to Sam Kimmel, but it stopped. Could be our first penalty of the game.
I believe so. That is our first penalty, and it's looking like it's going to be movement on the offense.
It is. Movement on that right side of the offensive line. It'll be first down and 15. That's the umpire. The referee is mic'd up. I should have probably shut up for a moment.
It's all right. I'd much rather hear the guy sitting right next to me talk. You're doing a fantastic job, Argy, and let's hope that Randolph – that penalty is not, you know, telling what this offensive drive is going to be.
Thanks for the compliment. Checks in the mail if you want to compliment me, Archie Shea on Twitter. First down to 15 for Randolph. Now at the 39-yard line. Copeland, all kinds of penetration for Brewer. That had no chance no matter who you gave it to. You could have given it to the official, and he was going to not gain anything. Just all kinds of penetration there. A loss of two as they gave it off to Sam Kimmel. It'll be second down and 17.
Yeah, you're right. Just penetration right there up the front. That offensive play had no chance. You don't want to see the offense go backwards right after a penalty, but here we are.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Copeland looks, wants to fire. Got to get all kinds of trouble. Now he's got to shift his shiftiness over to the right side, and he is hit. A late hit over there, too. But that will not be penalized. As coming in late was Tanner Cobb, one of the linebackers, the junior. So again, it'll be third down and about, call it 17. They got back to the line of scrimmage to Copeland. So a long time to go. They got to get all the way to the 24-yard line, and they sit there at the 42.
I don't see Fletcher out here for this play, at least in the backfield. So this is going to be really interesting to see what Copeland can muster up here.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. They'll get a quick handoff to Kimmel. Spins around to a defender. Gets to the 45-yard line. Another yard loss there. There is a flag thrown after the play. There's holding. Going to be called on Randolph. That won't matter much. It'll be punt time for Randolph.
If you're this defense, here you go again. The only thing you can really hope for is halftime to come up here, because you're doing the absolute best you can. The offense still can't get these jitters out of the way. Now we're starting to see penalties come into the mix, as well as turnovers and losses behind the line of scrimmage. So not a lot of great things going on right now for the Randolph offense.
So we'll set up to punt on a fourth down and 20. The first true punt formation look, maybe of the night. Two returners back, including Morgan. That'll be number four, Devin Weathers, and number eight, Zach Kadra.
Best punt of the night.
Come to Weathers. Fair catch called for. Fumbled. Randolph may have gotten it. They were right there at it. Including Colton Scoggins. Randolph thinks they have it. Brad Layton says they do. No official signal yet.
Still digging in the pile.
Randolph's got it. Randolph's got the football. A turnover works beautifully for the Raiders, and they will get the first down at the 20-yard line. Got a little eye happy. Did number four, Devin Weathers, and it cost him.
Randolph gets a turnover in their favor, and it's on the 20-yard line of Brewer. So fantastic turn of events here for the Randolph Raider offense.
Big news, as they will try to punch it in here. Very important, obviously. Try to punch this in as we're getting closer and closer to halftime. 3:56 on the clock.
Fletcher is back in the backfield for the Raiders. Fantastic to see him back there.
Quick handoff will go to Fletcher. The left side to the 15-yard line. It's again a five. Hard hit there by number 34, Gavin Young.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because he has taken a few hard hits, but this guy, that may explain why he wasn't in a couple plays ago. But it just seems as soon as he gets the ball, it's at least 5 yards before anybody's able to touch him, let alone bring him down.
Second down and five. Graham Copeland looks over the left side, gives an order over to Houston Mooring. Sam Kimmel comes in motion. They'll toss over to him. Got to avoid a man, get back to the middle of the field, gets the spin, move to the 10, hit again at the 10-yard line. Another big hit to wear Sam Kimmel out. Looked like number 55, Noah Steffen, with the tackle there, but that will be enough for a first down. It'll be now first down and goal the long way from the 10-yard line, just inside.
I don't know how many of those Kimmel can take. I mean, it seems he's significantly smaller than Fletcher out there, but it was a good effort to get the extra 5 yards to get that first down.
Sam Kimmel is 5'11", 170.
Senior, wow. He doesn't look that big from the press box.
Von Fletcher having to avoid guys in the backfield, and he is immediately wrapped up at the 13-yard line. Again, a loss of three, I should mention.
A rare, rush for a loss there for Fletcher, who's been, moving the sticks and just moving that defense all night long.
So we'll set up second and goal for Randolph, trailing 12-6, looking to get this thing back into the end zone. They've moved the ball fairly well. I said better than fairly well. Just haven't been able to punch it in at the right time. The fumble on the last possession that was down here on this side at the 2-yard line into the end zone, recovered by Brewer. Another quick handoff. That goes to Jackson Best. Bowling over guys to the three, to the two, to the one. Does he get in? Stretched. Just short. Boy, Jackson Best looked like he was playing NFL blitz, just knocking guys off their spots. What a run. 13 yards on the carry.
And how cruel that they are still not able to quite punch that in just yet. Let's hope that that fortune changes here for them. They're able to score.
Well inside the one. As we have a whistle on the play, it's third down and goal. We have a timeout called by Randall. And obviously so. This is the time on third down and goal. You got to get this into the end zone. We're this close to halftime. You want to tie this thing up. Now, you know you've been this close to being able to take control of the game with your offense. Your defense has played really well for over a quarter and a half. You need to let your offense settle down, get this into the end zone.
Absolutely right. And I think you have to go with Fletcher here. He's someone who is who has taken one tackle or one, you know, rush for a loss here. Everything else seems 5 yards or better. So you have to think they're looking at him. But because that offense is so shifty and because that defense could expect Fletcher, who's been their workhorse, we could see something in the works here. They could finally turn the table over here for this Randolph offense.
Third down and goal for Randolph. Trying to get this into the end zone for just the second time tonight. Again, one explosive play that got them the touchdown, a 67-yard pass to Brad Layton earlier tonight. Was a direct response to the first touchdown by Brewer on their opening drive. And since then, it has been close but no cigar.
That's 67 yards rushing so far for Fletcher alone, along with Kimmel and that 13-yard run for Vest there to get them very, very close to most likely over 100 yards rushing.
The lineup with Jackson Vest back there. Quick handoff to Jackson Vest. Left side, end zone. Touchdown, Raiders. 1 yard over the left side, able to bowl over a couple of guys. Falls forward, and that's all you need. Jackson Vest is 6'2", 215. At this level, it is not, you're not going to find a whole lot of people that can stand up to him on a consistent basis.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That offensive line did a great job up front as well. He had a chance to just walk in. Some unfortunate soul latched onto him and was not able to bring him down. For that is a big, big boy. We got our first field goal attempt here today.
Extra point attempt from Tripp Sliman on the way as we set for the snap. Right foot kick is up. It is blocked. There's a flag on the field before the snap can even get to the point. They had plenty of time on the clock to go, so we'll see if there's some kind of movement. There was false start on the offense. They'll replay that kick.
You got to point out how good of a job it was for the special teams and the offense. If you're the defense, you've got to look at these guys and say, thank you so much, special teams. Thank you, offense. Everybody's finally contributing, and that could be great news for Randall.
Senior kicker Sliman is getting set to try to give the Raiders their first lead of the game. He sets, gets the snap, the hold, kick is blocked. Kick is blocked and recovered again. Can't return that for any points in high school. Anyway, so we're going to take a quick timeout. It is tied at 12 with a minute 40 to go here in quarter number two. Randolph 12, Brewer 12. You're listening to Randolph Raider Football exclusively on the UMP. Back live in Somerville, Alabama, as the Randolph Raiders expecting to have game number one at home this season, having to travel due to inclement weather and unforeseen field conditions back on the ranch. So they will come on the road for game number one, as Sliman is set to kick this one deep, deep, and that's going to be over the head of the Patriots, and that will be a touchback. So that means Brewer will come back-to-back years to Randolph, which is good news for the Raiders because they came back-to-back years here. And Coach Jeff Walters and company have been extremely nice and hospitable about this. And the athletic director, Kevin Severett, was here just a few minutes ago. And we talked to him getting ready for this game. And Kevin Severett's been a great, great ambassador as the athletic director. Super nice, super hospitable. Yeah. And I'll tell you this, you could learn something. A lot of high school programs, and I've done a lot of 7A football, some 6A and 5A football. You could learn something from what these guys are doing down in here in Brewer. Great press box, great football field, great stadium itself, great atmosphere, a packed house here. It's great to be back doing high school football in Alabama. Self gets the snap, and he'll hand it off to Morgan over the left side, knocking over a couple of defenders. Gets tackled at the 27-yard line. Looks like Barlow was down there again for the tackle.
Yeah, it looks like Greco was in there as well. We've seen him a lot. Like we mentioned, we've seen a lot of these guys making tackles because the defense is everywhere right now.
Self quarterback keeper goes to the right side, trying to get around a couple of defenders. Can't, wrapped up. Jackson Vest was there again, as was Sam Kimmel.
As you mentioned, guys that play both ways. Vest, the guy who just had the touchdown run to cap off that five-play, 20-yard drive for Randolph.
As a first down, as it does get right on top of the 30-yard line. It's a little bit, not a little bit, but very much of a hurry-up offense roll here as the clock runs down to a minute four, waiting for the setting of the chains. And we're back to live action. Self hikes the leg, looks for the snap, gets, looks, fires over the middle. This is deep left side. Two defenders waiting for it, not going to get it. It was a deep look for Isaac Childs, the senior receiver. But covered up nicely by the Randolph Raiders, including number 13, J.B. Stockton back there.
It was covered up very, very nicely. Self absolutely overthrew him by a lot. He had great protection up front. The Randolph defense was not able to penetrate there. Fortunately for that defense, way overthrown.
Second down and 10 for Brewer. Tied up here at 12. Self looks, gets the snap. He'll keep it, looking left, rolling left, trying to fire left. It is incomplete, knocked away by LaVon Fletcher over there.
Fantastic job by Fletcher.
Great defense.
Absolutely. It was a great job by Fletcher to get in there. As soon as the ball hit, bang, bang, play. Defense up front. You had Barilou again getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback and forcing an incomplete pass. It's going to be third and long for this defense who is just pressured this offense all night long.
Third down and 10. Looking and firing itself near side. Got a man, but it's well overthrown. Sam Kimmel over in defense. They were looking for DJ Hyatt. They couldn't get him. Had that ball been thrown a little sooner and a little lower, that could have been a big first down.
Absolutely, but instead, we've got a fourth and 10. The offense is still out there, but we could see a squib punt, as we've seen earlier, bar a pooch punt by the quarterback. But now it's looking like all three facets of the game for Randolph are clicking. Special teams, defense as usual, and offense now.
Fourth down and 10. Three receivers are set up. Everybody's on the line except for them. They'll bring in Hyatt to defend, and now Self will back up. LaVon Fletcher back at the 29-yard line to return. Right-footed kick. This is a high, good one. Fletcher's going to let this bounce in front of him at the 37. It'll bounce for a Randolph Raider gain to the 44-yard line.
Absolutely. With 26 seconds left, I'm not sure exactly what we're going to see out of this Raider offense, but that four-yard bounce up close to their own 45, well, you never know.
Net of 26 yards on the punt, zero on the return. It'll be time for Randolph to set up at the 44-yard line of their own doing with 26 seconds to go. Not much through the air so far except for one explosive play for Graham Copeland and company. We'll see if they just try to run it out. They do set up in a kneel-down formation. Graham Copeland seems ready to do that. Takes a left knee, and we'll do that for the first half of this game. Everyone seems pretty content. Randolph is walking off the field toward their bench. Brewer is just waiting to see if Randolph wants to come back on. They don't seem to be. And both teams are going to head off for the end of the first half. So a back-and-forth battle. A lot of interesting high moments in this first half so far. A lot of turnovers, some jitters, a lot of stuff to be expected for the first game of the season for both of these teams. But at the end of the first half, we find ourselves tied up at 12. That's Randolph and Brewer. They're both tied at 12. We're going to take a timeout when we come back. The athletic director of the Randolph Raiders, we'll talk to Blake Davenport coming up in a few minutes about the team, about getting me a cool shirt that I got now. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about if there's any openings for any coaching spots that I can take.
You look like a coach.
Not just for football. In fact, I'll tell you the story about the whole me looking like a coach coming up during the halftime. But we're going to take that quick timeout when we come back. We'll get to halftime, and we'll get you some halftime numbers as well from both of these teams. You're listening to Randolph Raider Football exclusively on the Ump. Welcome back in live to Somerville, Alabama. It is a beautiful night here for week zero action here, basically. We got some real games and we got some Champerie games. But tonight, we got real action here as we're tied up at 12 between the Albert P. Brewer Patriots and the Randolph Raiders. We're at halftime. We got a few numbers for you coming up in just a moment. But first, we're going to talk to the athletic director of the Randolph Raiders. He's Blake Davenport. Can I call you coach? Like, I feel like I should be calling you coach.
You can call me anything. I get called a lot of things. Coach is fine.
All right, good, because I had a curse where someone told me to call you.
No.
That's not appropriate.
It might be one I've heard before, maybe. I don't know.
So, first of all, we're just excited to be on board with Randolph Raider football of this year. We have been doing a lot of planning to be able to get the season right. And you, I know, have been doing a lot of planning because of recent issues with the football field.
Yes.
And having to get over here. So let's start with that. We've been dealing a lot with weather and being able to get to finally play a home game. Are we feeling good that we may be able to get that first home game next week?
We're feeling good about next week. We had to make a call middle of last week. Just so many moving parts in a Friday night game, and it was really a subsurface issue. It wasn't a matter of how much rain we got, in a 2-day period, as much as just a subsurface issue in about a 15 by 35 yard section, perfectly right at midfield.
Exactly.
So, it's just a thing with a drainage issue under there. Now we've got that taken care of. We've literally just installed 1,500 feet of pipe for some trench drains and that kind of thing. So they have been working on it day and night, and we feel really good about next week, eager to get our home opener next week.
Yeah, because it's a little disappointing, to be honest.
It is. It is. Trust me.
Because all these guys have been like basically starting off their years on the road.
Right.
So it would have going to be kind of cool to get the first game at home instead.
Yep.
They're having to load up on a bus again. I mean, you guys are having to like charter a bus to get out here. Just a lot of last minute things. It's just like, it's got to be aggravating for
it is. It is. And it's, it's as much as it's aggravating, it's just disappointing for our 20 seniors. I feel awful for them. Luckily it's not how you start the season. It's how we finish it. We're looking forward to a great season. We are appreciative of Brewer taking us. They've got a beautiful spot here.
They do.
But you know what? These seniors have never been on the radio every Friday night either. So we're excited for that. We're really appreciative of this partnership and look forward to a season with you guys.
Well, we're excited. The biggest disappointing fact is that they only get four home games now.
Well, we're going to try to make it five with a home playoff game, but that's way down the road. We don't want to get too far ahead.
Let's win
tonight. First.
All right, we'll start with the game against Brewer. You were watching the first half as a good athletic director. What are your thoughts on it? Looked like a little bit of jitters at the beginning. You're starting a brand new quarterback.
The defense
was stepping up. I mean, just sort of your thoughts on watching how the first half sort of went around.
Sure, it definitely looked like a game one for both teams in a lot of ways. Some first game jitters for sure. We're breaking in a new kicker who has a heck of a leg. We saw a little bit of that later. But
With that touchback right before the half.
Yeah,
that was great.
That was a really good kick. You see a kickoff go into the end zone, that last kickoff. But initial punt kind of muffed, and I think we got 6 yards out of that punt and put them in great field territory. They sat there. They marched 40 yards in kind of game. They're bigger than us. That's clear. And they're, marching it right down the field, and we're starting to slow that down a little bit. But we've just, we've got to hang on to the ball, especially around the end zone. That's not the time to give it away. But,
You take away that just free 6 points you gave away.
Right.
I mean, if LaVon Fletcher is able to just reach out and not fumble the ball, this game's completely different, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're breaking in a new quarterback. Just want him to get comfortable, want him to get into a little bit of a rhythm, so we haven't really put a whole lot on him. I mean, he opened up with a great pass on a little RPO play that we had a guy wide open, which was nice. Brad Layton for a long touchdown there. I think it was about 62 yards or so. And so he's got to get a feel for the game. He's a great athlete. Graham Copeland's a great kid, and we're looking forward to him having a great season. But I think he'll come out the second half and have a much better half.
Let's talk about the real reason that brought you up here. Job openings. I'm looking now. I walked up today with all of my equipment, and I got this really spiffy shirt that says Randolph Raiders. I have this spiffy hat, and the lady at the front says, "You a coach?" And I said, "Yeah." And just walked in.
Absolutely.
Radio, like,
I wasn't going to pay you to come in as radio too. So are there any coaching spots? And I don't talk just about football because I like broadcasting football.
Right, right.
Do you have any like tennis slots, any basketball slots?
We do.
I'm willing to coach.
I tell you, tell me what you coach. We could probably find a spot for you.
For your sake, we can probably just, you know, put them on the sideline, baseline, whatever you want to put them,
yeah.
And not officially let them coach, just stand there and look like one. Because he's got the look down.
He does have the look. Yeah. That's right.
I got the khaki shorts. I got the sneakers that look clean. I look like anything but putting a headset on me downstairs because I won't know what I'm talking about.
Right.
But I can do the – let's go, guys.
There you go.
Jackson.
There you go.
There's only a certain amount of times that you'll allow him to call the spider 2Y banana before you
That's right. That's right. Now, we've got some great coaches. We do have, you know, everybody's got needs, especially at a school like ours.
Is there no openings?
No. We got it. We can. I'm telling you, I got a few sports. We can plug you in real good. All but right. We got a really good thing going with the coaching staffs of our programs. We've got some incredible coaches. Some of them really young, like some of these football coaches. We've got some that have been around for a long time and still doing a great job. But they really invest in these kids more than just on the field or the court or the pool. They really do just such a good job developing these kids, engaging them. I mean, we're not a very big school, and we're having to play in a big classification. So you've got to have multiple sport athletes. You've got to really get the most you can out of every kid, and these coaches are amazing.
Can you lobby as an athletic director to not be in 4A? Because we're just in 5A, for crying out loud.
Right. We just moved down from 5A to 4A.
Yeah.
We went from – we thought might be a better
play a 5A schedule. It's just like,
oh my gosh. Well, we went from
like a 3A schedule.
We literally went from the smallest school in 5A to, you know, top tier 4A. Unfortunately, as nice as that was, you also kind of, you know, MA comes up to 4A from 3A. Westminster comes down with us. Madison County comes down with us. It's kind of, you know, going from the fire to the frying pan. It's not a great jump that you thought was going to be, you know, a nice difference from 5A to 4A.
Region 7 is a tough one to get through, but you have the last 2 years.
Yes.
So that's a credit to Nick Flanagan, who has been there the last 2 years.
Yes.
To do that, the head coach of Randolph. Well, he's Blake Davenport, the athletic director. We really appreciate it. I hope he'll come back on throughout the season
to
talk to us about more stuff that's happening throughout the athletics of Randolph football.
Thank
the
you.
Road Raiders.
Well,
yes.
Hopefully real soon you'll be able to come on at home.
Yes, that would be good. We're going to do that a week from tonight. I promise you we're going to do that. So I appreciate you guys, and thanks for being here. We look forward to a great season.
Yes, sir.
Blake, thank you much. He's Blake Davenport, athletic director for Randolph. We're going to take a timeout when we come back. Halftime numbers from that first half will tell you exactly how those guys were doing by the numbers. Coming up next, you're listening to Randolph Raider Football exclusively on the Ump. Welcome back in. We are live. Is my mic on?
You sound like you're on.
Good. Because I got a lot of stuff to tell you. First of all, that story about asking me if I was a coach, completely true. Secondly, we're live from James Tucker Stadium. Want to give now Mr. Tony Mack a chance to talk about some of these stats that we had from the first half. If you want to go over some of those. It's 2 touchdowns scored by either team. It's 12-12 as we're just about a minute and a half, 2 minutes away from starting half number two.
Yeah, Jeffrey Copeland, the quarterback, he's 1 of 3 for 62 yards and a touchdown. That all coming on one big play, obviously, with the one completion. But the other problems are the two incompletions he's had. Both of them have been for fumbles. One of them immediately leading to a score. The first one leading to, I believe, a 3-and-out, which was a punt. But the best part about this offense, hands down, has been the running game and LaVon Fletcher. 12 carries, 69 yards. He has yet to score, but he is the reason they were led right down the field. And then David Jackson Vest was able to punch it in. He had one, I think, like 13-yard run down to the goal line, rolling people over, and then punching it in.
It was a great run. It was a great run. It was kind of a tone-setting run for that drive, and they basically gave it to him right afterwards and said, go ahead and finish it, buddy.
Right, and the best part about that was you're finally seeing this entire team, you know, come together. You've seen the defense the entire first half other than that first drive where Brewer was able to score. You're seeing them step up. They've played a great game all the way through the first half. The special teams there towards the end were able to get a turnover, which led down to that touchdown. And then the offense able to put the drive together on top of that, the defense coming back out and getting another stop. It's finally looking like this team is finally put together. If the defense comes out and gets a stop and that offense is moving like it was towards the end of the half, I think we can see Randolph potentially get away and run away with this one.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, LaVon Fletcher having himself a nice little first half as well. 12 carries, 69 yards. Nets, including, had a little bit of a rough start. Had a couple of times where Brewer was right up on him. Lost a couple yards and a couple drives. But you got Graham Copeland, who's got the one big pass that went for the touchdown. That tied the game up. And then ever since then, it's been basically a battle between both teams that are trying not to turn the ball over as much. The turnovers have been killer. Yeah. Like we were talking about with Blake Davenport, the athletic director, just a moment ago, if you take away the first turnover or the turnover that turned into a touchdown and you have the LaVon Fletcher fumble that was going into the end zone, a touchdown, you're talking about a game that's like 18-6 right now.
Yeah.
And maybe even more if they avoid that first turnover. So you can tell that Randolph's on the right track. You just got to hold on to the ball. And that's part of those playing that first game. And to be able to play these games that are so important so early, it's even a bigger impetus on being able to get out of the gate early and hold on to the ball.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And something I've hammered home this entire thing, though, is with the offense, if the offense can come out and at least stop turning the ball over, and, you know, they're able to punt the ball and put Brewer on their own side of the field, that defense is doing a great job and doing their job. That's going to eventually either result in more turnovers, more scoring opportunities for Randolph, or at the very least, good field position for that offense. So if this team can come out here and this offense can come out here with that same drive and move the ball like they did, it was a short field. They got it on the 20-yard line.
Sure.
But if they're moving it like they were, I really think this whole team is coming together because they're anchored down by that defense right now.
We talk about the other side of the team, which is Brewer. Zach Self, 10 carries, 48 yards, which is a big deal. The quarterback keeping a lot, but just 2 of 11 for 6 yards throwing the ball. Not been a threat there. 1 of 5 on third down conversions for Randolph. 2 of 7 on the other side. Neither one has a fourth down conversion. Both are 0 for 1. And just one confirmed penalty, I should say, between both of these teams. Time of possession, 11:37 has been the name for both, which is pretty darn even. And this is probably going to hurt you. 4 punts for 35 yards on average for Brewer. For Randolph, 3 punts averaging 14 yards apiece.
I don't want to see Brewer score again, but every time Randolph scores, can they just borrow their offensive lineman kicker and have him kick both sides, because he's a treat to go out there and watch.
Total offense, Randolph 166 yards in the first half. Brewer just 82. And that's what we're talking about, telling you how close this game is to being a completely different score.
Absolutely.
But those two turnovers ended up being crucial. We're getting set to start the second half. Randolph will be kicking off. By the way, I want to remind you, if you're listening on the terrestrial dial, we do have the UMP app. Some people were complaining that the UMP app was not working. It should be working. In fact, I listened to it during one of the breaks.
It did.
And I love my voice as much as anybody else. Not that much. So that app is working if you want to be able to give it a shot. Again, it's the WUMP app. UMP Sports is searching for a couple different ways. That is the app you can be able to find. Did I turn my mic off?
Yeah,
I turned my mic down.
Down.
I should turn the other one down. There you go, because that's the ambient mic. So anyway, UMP Sports is the mic. Here is the app. Here comes the kick to start the second half, going from right to left. Big click and big kick over from number 24, the new kicker, Tripp Sliman, who is the senior that you heard Blake Randolph talk about, or Blake Davenport talking about Randolph. Basically, giving him a shot this year, breaking him in. And he's done well the last couple of kickoffs. And now we get set to start the second half on the offensive side for Brewer, who had 82 yards in half number one. It's been the Zach Self show.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. He is the mobile quarterback who has basically been the entire offense, not much through the air, but all through the legs. And Randolph's going to be able to try to hold that down.
The secondary's made a few plays, but credit him not being that great through the air tonight from that front seven and getting a lot of pressure and forcing him into a lot of things.
Self readies as the quarterback and wants to run down the right side of the line, looking for space. No space. Jackson Vest with the tackle, the line of scrimmage, spinning him down. They may have gotten a half a yard as he tried to reach forward. But Jackson Vest down there again.
Fantastic job so far. Yeah, you're exactly right. Fantastic job by Vest to get down there. Read it the entire way and was able to get right through there, make the play, and drag him right to the ground. Big, strong guy.
Second down and 9 to come to the near hash mark. Jackson Vest, that's his 5th tackle. Morgan the tailback goes to the left of his quarterback self. Second down in about, let's call it 10. It's right at the line of scrimmage. Quick handoff's going to be faked. Option over the left side. He'll get it out, but he's hit hard. Hit hard. LaVon Fletcher says, I know we're the road team, but I'm right at home, buddy. A loss of two on the carry back to the 19-yard line. What a hit.
I don't know if they still use it, but you might want to go down there and get him some smelling sauce or something to wake him up, because that was a D1 level. Just
Devin
jam.
Weathers needs to be asked what day this is. Oh, man. What a hit. He stays in the game, though. And LaVon Fletcher has been all kinds of something tonight, offensively and defensively. He's got a pass deflection earlier. He's got a couple of tackles, including that blow up. Third down and 11. There was a flag blocking the back. Randolph will decline it, so it'll be third down and 11. Boy, that block in the back did no good, because that block in the back was trying to block LaVon Fletcher. And I think he may have blocked him into the tackle, which only hurt the cause.
I believe that they're crediting that as Fletcher's first solo tackle of the game. We've certainly seen him get very close, but you can now see what he can do when he actually lays the wood.
Third down and 11. I think he had 56 tackles last season. I think he was fourth on the team. Two receivers left, impressive. Two to the right for Self. Self needs a quick throw. Bombs this one near side. Brad Layton on the defense. He defends it perfectly right off of his hands. Looking for number 19, Orlando Wadley, the sophomore. Ain't having nothing with that is Mr. Brad Layton, who had that touchdown catch earlier. And now a terrific defensive play in that. Is the way you start that defensive stand to start the second half.
Absolutely. Great pressure before that throw. He was still able to get it off. The pass looked really, really good, but Layton was able to step in front of that and knock it down. Great defensive play. Great job up front to get the pressure, and good job finishing it in the secondary by Layton.
It is punt time for the Brewer Patriots as two Raiders are back to return, including LaVon Fletcher and Sam Kimmel. Trying to get Sam Kimmel going here. Not much yet. This one bounces back to Fletcher at the 45, and he wants to spin around. Gets to the 40. That's backwards 5 yards. Now he comes near side again to the 50, to the 45, going upfield to the 40, spins to the 37. The 37-yard line is where he's out. Oh, man.
So shifty to give him space and really show that speed. He avoided two tackles by faking, going to the right, turns around, gets a nice block down here by Layton, who had just made that great pass breakup, and that opens up a great return.
18 yards on the return for LaVon Fletcher, and he'll come back in as the tailback, and they'll set up at the 38-yard line of Brewer for their first possession of the second half, tied at 12 with 10:19 to go in the third quarter.
Looking forward to seeing what this offense can put together after the defense not missing anything coming out of the half.
Quick hand out to Fletcher, left side. He's tackled after he gets to the 41-yard line. To the 36-yard line. That's a gain of two. It'll be second down and eight. Juan Fletcher, last year, 884 yards, just rushing. Averaged 6.5 a carry, 80 yards a game.
He's got that tonight, doesn't he? Feels like it.
7 touchdowns last year. Best goes in motion. He'll hand off to Fletcher instead. Having to touch a couple of guys in the backfield, back to the line of scrimmage, he'll get. He'll be third down and long.
Yeah, not much work in there. Defense got a good jump on that play.
It is not hard to see number 11 and say, watch that dude.
It's a pretty good chance that he's going to get the ball.
So it'll be third down and long for Randolph. They'll play Houston Mooring near side as one of the receivers. Sam Kimmel will line up just inside the numbers there on the near hash mark. Two receivers to the right, LaVon Fletcher, the long tailback. Fletcher flares out, looking, firing over the right side. That is incomplete. Looking for Colton Scoggins, the senior, but well underthrown, well defended over there on that right side. It'll be fourth down and long. And it's interesting decision time. It's a long way to go. Do you want to punt? I'd be surprised if they decided to go for it.
Me too, especially since Copeland really hasn't figured his arm out and where his guys are. I mean, he had the one bomb earlier, but he threw directly into double coverage, and he's just lucky that thing wasn't picked off.
And even if he did have a really short punt, like we've seen them average about 14.7, that gets you back close to the 20-yard line in good defensive position. But they line up, three receivers to the right, one to the left. Jackson Vest, the tailback, a quick handoff to him, fake there, he'll go left side. He's got space to the 30, the 26, the 25. That's a first down.
He had me fooled. I was watching Copeland in the backfield and thought, oh, my goodness, he can't get away. I look up the field. You're screaming. And next thing I know, Vest is being dragged down by three guys at the 25-yard line.
Great play call by that offense as they hand it off to Vest, who has been stopped on 4th and 1 before. I was a little surprised to see him get it on 4th and 9. Quick handoff to Vest again. There's a whistle on the play. That 2-yard carry will go for naught as we'll wait for the flag to be determined. Look like it's look like they're pointing toward Brewer. We'll see.
Vest has touched the ball three times, two being for double digits. The other one probably would have been, but he was on the 1-yard line. He is absolutely bullying people right now.
Encroachment called on the defense, so it's a free 5 yards for the good guys. First down and 5 at the 25. Excuse me, at the 20 it will be now. They just haven't placed the ball there yet. Come on, officials, help me out. Making me look bad.
You're just getting a little ahead of them, RG.
I got a lot of things to pay attention to. You guys got to do your job. Give you plenty of time to move it up. Three receivers to the left, including Mooring, Scoggins, and Sam Kimmel. Two to the right, empty formation. We'll bring Kimmel across the formation. He'll fumble it, pick it up, and actually dive forward for a couple of yards. That's not usually the way that goes.
No. Very fortunate to get back on top of that ball. It looked like he was anticipating a handoff as the ball was being snapped. Another miscommunication there. Very fortunate not to lose that ball.
They'll spot him just at the 19, so a gain of about 1.5. It'll be 2nd down and let's call it a long 3. One receiver right, one receiver left. Middle of the field they are, going right to left. High snap, given off to Vest. He's able to bowl over a couple of guys to get a yard. That high snap sort of knocked off the timing immediately.
This whole game seems to be a learning experience for Copeland. You know, the fumbles and not really being able to, the high snap, trying to secure the ball. But fortunately for them, it's still tied, and they're still moving.
3rd down and 3, two receivers right, two to the left, one tailback remains Vest. LaVon Fletcher in the slot near side. Rolling right, he fires incomplete, way high, way too high. Looked like it was intended for Brad Layton over there. That was right at the sticks, too. It'll be 4th down and short. If 4th down and 9 go into that territory, 4th and 3, I think they're going to look at.
Absolutely. I mean, you've got to, first and foremost, you have to put your horse Fletcher back in and maybe hand it off to him and see if it works, or you can fake it to him and test your arm downfield. But so far, that has not worked out for Copeland or the Raiders.
We're tied at 12 here in the third quarter.
7:41 left here early.
4th down and short, about 3. We'll have a timeout on the field called by Randolph. A very important spot in the game for Randolph, trying to take their first lead of the game with 7:41. To go. We're going to keep it right here as timeout's called by Randolph. And, you know, on this beautiful night from James Tucker Stadium in Somerville, Alabama, we have seen a little bit of everything so far. Yeah. We've seen some 4th down trickeration. We've seen some fumbles in the end zones. We have seen explosive plays in the passing game, the RPO play that we mentioned earlier that went for a big game for Brad Layton. I don't know if you can ask for much more to be able to happen as far as one game, first one right out the gate.
You're exactly right. And as far as Randolph goes, they are one thing away on offense from clicking, from really busting this thing open. Everything else seems to start working in their favor. Fletcher and the special teams starting to get the ball, make moves. The defense really starting to put things together. And even the offense are putting things together. They just haven't been able to finish. Finishing in the end zone is the one click they need from blowing this thing open. Let's see if they can get it here.
We will see. 4th down and short. Jumbo formation has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 linemen, one tight end, one tailback, and another fullback. All they need is me out there, and they can complete it all. under center. Quick toss right side. Jack Savette's got some space. He's got to get to the corner, though. Upended. Short upended. Great job of tracking that down with Zach Kadra, the defensive back, a junior coming in. Read that perfectly, stretched it out. You would like to see Jackson be able to get that up and south, up and north, up north and south a little quicker. He tried to stretch it too much. And I feel like that's a more of a LaVon Fletcher than a Jackson Vest kind of idea. And there you see, it's a turnover on downs.
I agree with you. If you told me Vest was getting that ball, I would have told you it's going right up the middle because he's too big to stop. The athletic director was in here at halftime, and he mentioned how much bigger their offensive line is than Randolph's. That would be the time where you can even things out by putting Vest up the middle or Fletcher on the edge. Did not work out.
First down for Zach Self and company. Throws over the middle. Is incomplete. Man, Zach Self cannot find anything, and that was going to be an opportunity for some big yardage for DJ Hyatt as he was standing by himself. He was going to get about six or seven and then turn around, could have made anything happen. With some of the speed we've seen him have tonight, just unable to get the completions going for number six. And because of that, it's the reason why I think Randolph finds himself in a tie ball game right now, right, despite all the miscues.
Well, I do think Zach Self is struggling because of the pressure coming at him. I don't think there's been many sacks, but they're really getting back there at him.
Self fakes, keeps, runs right side, gets to the 25, to the 30. That's where he'll be stopped. The 30-yard line is a good enough game for 11, and that'll be a first down.
Way to keep it alive on the legs there. Defense had multiple opportunities to tackle him before he made the first down, but Self was shifty enough to escape the tackles.
To the 30-yard line, a first down, and the home crowd is happy to hear that as they come to the near sideline. Two receivers left, one to the right. Self with Morgan as the tailback. He'll keep it himself. Zone read to the 35. Oh, space to the 40. The 45 tries to cut back inside of the 50. Goes over a couple defenders to the 46-yard line. A big gain there. That is a gain of 24 yards.
Brewer football quickly turning into the Self show. He gets outside all the way in the corner. He's got the corner, all the space in the world, tries to put on a move, and still won't go out of bounds.
Self has two receivers to the left, one to the right. Quarterback keep left side, looking to get behind his blocker, gets to the 45, the 44, falls forward to the 41.
That's another gain of six. I think it's safe to say we know what the offense is going to run here. The only question is, can the defense get set long enough to get things happening? The Brewer really picking up the tempo.
Looks like a Raider has at least a cramp down there. Trying to see who that is. That is... He's just going to stay on the ground. They try to help him up for a moment. Looks like... It looks like it's Tom Curran.
Official obstructing the view. We can't get a number.
Looks like it's a cramp issue. And you know, it hasn't been that hot of a night. We have not seen many cramp issues. We've had the heat timeout so far tonight. They're trying to shake the legs out, it looks like, of Tom.
You know, it's unfortunate for him.
They're
being
bringing
down.
Michael Moore to replace him.
Unfortunate that he's down, but it's very nice that we haven't seen a lot of that tonight. No real conditioning or heat issues for any of these players out here going down. It's been a fairly clean game as well. Not two or three penalties so far today. So on that aspect, it's been clean. Now if we can just clean up these turnovers.
It was Curran, the senior. It's going to be replaced by number 55, Michael Moore, another senior, 6'3", 205. He's walking off a little gingerly, but looks like he'll be back pretty soon. Brewer races back onto the field. They're ready to go. They feel like they've got some momentum. They're going to use it. Self has his tailback, Morgan, to the right of him. Two receivers left, one to the right. Spread out a little bit on the near hash. Self wants the snap. Sets, gets it. Quick handoff to Morgan. First time we've seen him get it in a while. He'll bowl over defender to the 30-yard line. That's another first down. Brad Layton with the tackle. Be first down and 10.
It was a good job there by Brewer, just pounding the ball with Self and then faking Self to the outside, giving out the handoff. They were able to break off a big game there.
Self, who kept almost all of those for the zone read, will not keep this one. Give it off again to Morgan. He's knocked down again. He gets to the 21-yard line. Another gain of 9.
Dangerous
to tackle by J.B. Stockton.
dangerous for the defense now, where both the handoff from Self and Self himself running the ball are starting to work for that offense.
At the 23, they actually marked his knee down. He needs four to get a first down. He'll get quarterback keep. Big stop. All the way back to the 27-yard line.
Reed Thurman,
the big sophomore, able to sniff that one out. That's a loss of four on the play. And a big stop there slows down the Brewer momentum.
Brings up a very, very, very manageable third down for this Raider defense.
Third and eight. Halfway through quarter number three, we're tied at 12 in Somerville, Alabama, between Brewer and Randolph.
Reed Thurman there sold out on Self, and it worked.
Right in the middle of the field at the 28-yard line. Self looks. Barlow, sack! Barlow with the sack! Yeah. All the way back to the 36-yard line. Official timeout. I think they were just worried that Sack Self was a little slow getting up. He will walk off. But a huge defensive stop for Reed Thurman and then Garrett Barlow.
Absolutely. Twice in a row, Barlow and Thurman both come untouched and are able to be quick enough to grab Self and wrap him up and bring him down. Fantastic work yet again by the defense that looked like they were about to break there and give up at least a field goal, and they said no, sir.
So at 5:25, we'll take a heat timeout here. We'll keep it right here. As we talked about, that is a huge, huge stop.
Absolutely.
The momentum was completely in the favor of the home team. And what did we see? Two big-time stops. And that's really, honestly, that is really what it all boils down to.
Right.
And what is that this defense has had to make another stand, and they're just hoping their offense can bail them out at some point. That way one of these stands doesn't mean keeping the game close, but means shutting it out.
Absolutely. And what have you seen on both sides of the ball? When Brewer gets a little momentum going, it's the Randolph defense that gets the stops. When the Randolph offense gets things going, it's usually themselves that get in their way.
All the way back to the 38-yard line, we set up a fourth down, and, well, got to get 18. The offense comes out. Self, the quarterback, gets the snap. They're going for it. Quick bomb near side, one-on-one coverage. Get behind Layton. It is caught. Oh, man, it is caught inside the 10-yard line. They went right after Brad Layton, who got caught inside. Orlando Wadley, the defensive back, gets all the way to the 9-yard line.
Yeah,
actually, they'll get it to the 6-yard line. I apologize for that. A gain when it's 4th and 18, a gain of 34.
Layton misjudged just a little bit where the ball was going to be, had just enough time to catch up and maybe get a hand on it, but not before Brewer was able to come down with that big play.
It was a great adjustment. We saw that play not work out in favor of Brewer earlier. Brad Layton with the defense of, and this time it works. Quarterback carry, quarterback sneaky, wrapped up, nothing there. Nothing there. It looked like 51. Reed Thurman was there. On the bottom of that, a couple other white jerseys can get credit for that as well. But that was a nice job by Zach Self to sort of figure out his throw that went wrong last time, and that one went well.
Absolutely. It was the best play in the air by far for this Brewer team, followed up by a fantastic play by Reed Thurman and pretty much pick any number making that tackle in the backfield.
Second and goal from the 5. Everybody in the backfield for the offense, and there's a flag on the field. Before the snap. Thrown by the near side, Judge. So you can hear false start. That's big news. Get down to the 10-yard, back to the 10-yard line.
Some red zone jitters for Brewer this time.
The second down and goal from the 10, as they have been lining up with two fullbacks and a tight end in the backfield. Just trying to push in their quarterback, Zach Self. Timeout on the field. And we'll take it with them. 12-12 right now, but Brewer knocking on the door. You're listening to Randolph Raiders football exclusively on the Ump. Back live here at really what is a beautiful campus and a beautiful stadium and a beautiful setting on a beautiful night. But right now the result isn't nearly as beautiful as Randolph would want it. We're still tied at 12, but second and goal at the 10. and trying to drive this thing in is Brewer. They line up on the near hash mark. Two receivers to the left, one way out near the sideline. Self in the shotgun formation. He has to keep options out near side. Gets to the 10-yard line, and he is knocked down. In fact, he may have lost another yard after that.
Looked like, was that Fletcher in on the tackle? No, that looked like Jack Benton Stockton, J.B. Stockton in there on the tackle. Like grabbed onto an ankle and just wouldn't let go.
That's the bulldog we need. Third down and goal from the 11.
Third and goal from the 13-yard line for Brewer.
It was really a smart decision there on the pitch, and it looked like it was going to pay off. It was just a great open field tackle.
Eight seconds to snap. Now down to five. Now finally getting into the formation, and now getting set. 2 seconds. 1 second. Finally get the snap. Self looks, fires for the screen pass. Left side, incomplete. Just dropped. Just dropped by Jonathan Morgan, and he may have scored from 60 yards out. Oh, boy. Fortunate is the Randolph Raider team.
Absolutely. I'm really starting to foresee this Brewer offensive line getting exhausted. They're getting absolutely pushed around all night with this defensive line, and the defensive line is not giving up for Randolph, and it's causing them to get through and get more and more pressure. That does not really affect the fact that he dropped the screen pass, but just a note to keep your eye on. Watch and pay attention to this Randolph Raider defensive line.
Brewer will put three receivers, two left, one right on this fourth down and goal from the 13. Self keeps, looks, wants to fire over the right side. Incomplete, way out of the reach of any blue jersey. Turnover on downs and a sigh of relief from all of those on Garth Road.
And yet again, Garrett Barilou right there in the quarterback's face, causing him to get rid of that. Didn't really get the throw he wanted on that. Another great job getting penetration and getting after the quarterback. They don't have a lot of sacks tonight, Arky, but they've been in his face all night.
All about affecting the quarterback.
Absolutely.
Many coaches say sacks are important, but more important, affecting the quarterback.
One guy told me a long time ago, flap the baby. And in high school, when you're our age, they're all babies.
Graham Copeland will come out with three receivers to the right and one to the left. Empty formation. Now they're actually substituting guys on and off. There's no tailback. There probably should have been. That tailback looked like it was supposed to be Jackson Vest as he runs on the last minute, and now there's a timeout that has to be called because they were not ready.
I'd really like to see Fletcher come back out here.
Oh my God, I can't breathe. You would like to see Fletcher, but there's only – you got to sustain a guy for an entire season.
Right.
And he's clearly – I mean, he's a Troy commit. I mean, he's a guy that's going to have a lot of – continue to have big offers. You know, it's funny. We were talking about how he's bulked up. And he's been such a versatile athlete, over 1,500 yards last season, and they think that he can get over 2,000 yards this year, that as good as he was, that he didn't really start to get the big offers or really any offers until he hit a magical number. Once he got to 170 pounds, Troy's offering, Jacksonville State's offering, and all of a sudden, guys like, if you're going to be a tailback defender kind of guy like that, because he was shaped up to be a good defensive back, not a lot of people have been so far throwing his side, you got to be in that 170, 180, 190 territory. And once he got up to that, people are now on him.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It might not matter too much, but I've definitely noticed him this evening, and everybody on that football team lining up against him has as well.
First and goal, Copeland brings a man in motion. Gives it off the Vest over the right side to the 15-yard line. Gains of two. That was Scoggins, who was coming in motion from the right to the left. It'll be second down and eight. Clock shows 3 minutes and 10 seconds here in quarter number three. We're still tied at 12. It was 12-6 after one, 12-12 at the half, and more than halfway through quarter number three, that's where we remain. Split four receivers to either side. Copeland, quarterback keep, right side, RPO, just outside the hands of Houston Mooring.
Wasn't the best throw, but it was absolutely catchable.
Just outside the outstretched hands of Mooring. And Mooring's a guy who's only 5'9".
Brings up a big-time third down in your own territory here.
Third down and eight. The defense could use a couple more moments of breather. A big first down could help here. LaVon Fletcher is back in the backfield. After getting a couple of plays off, he'll be the lone tailback. He'll be right behind Copeland. Quarterback trying to get settled in. It's his first career start. sprints right side. That's where Fletcher is. Goes right, looking right, running right. Now he's going to throw right. He's got a man. He's open. Wow. It's open to the 40, to the 50. Cuts through the left side to the 40, to the 35, to the 32-yard line. Colton Scoggins all the way to the 32-yard line. Big play. First down. 48 yards. Excuse me, that's 53 yards on the catch. There is a flag, it looks like, back near the line of scrimmage. Randolph is clapping because it is going to go against the home team, blocking the back on the defense. And clapping up a storm was Chase Hammett.
It was a fantastic job. A fantastic job by Copeland to get on the outside, and the patience he had right to keep stretching, make sure he had his open man, and a fantastic pass, something we haven't seen from him all night, being inconsistent, finds his man for the biggest play of the evening, not yardage-wise, but situation-wise.
A huge play there obviously gets them to the 30-yard line, a fresh set of downs, and the two big plays that have happened from Graham Copeland have been guys just getting behind the defenders. And you just watch guys over and over and over again run, and they just get lulled in at some point. You just, I think, thought Graham Copeland was going to run it because he didn't have anything immediately.
Yeah,
and now they're going to enforce the penalty after the play, that the block happened, I guess, after where it was a first down. So it's going to be 10 yards extra to the 20-yard line. That'll work.
Absolutely. A lot of breaks going for the offense now. And Copeland, Scoggins, the senior who made the catch, did a very, very good job at finding his way open.
Three receivers to the right side since Cam Kibble's gone in motion. LaVon Fletcher gets away from a defender to the right side. He's upended at the 19-yard line. He gains about a football on that one.
Yeah.
It'll be second down and long.
These plays to the outside and trying to turn the corner are really starting to go the defense's way for Brewer late in the third quarter as we approach 2 minutes. Mainly, I think we're starting to see the size and the fatigue factor in on Randolph's offensive line.
And you also should understand how much bigger that they are. The good thing is, like, you're trying to make them run sideline to sideline, maybe start to wear those big guys out. Looking to throw right side is Copeland. Copeland throws in the back of the end zone. It is open. Is it caught by Vess? Or is it Layton? Is it Layton? Layton's got it. Touchdown. Touchdown, Raiders.
Best.
Back corner of the end zone.
Best
Brad Layton, my man.
Best throw of the night. Double coverage. Overthrew the double coverage. Put it right into the hands of the receiver, right in the corner of the end zone. No one but the receiver was getting that ball.
Over two blue jerseys that one went. And Randolph has its first lead of 2017. Quarterback keep on the two-point conversion attempt, tackled at the one, and he's going to be just short. It almost looked like he had a whole bunch of space there to get past the first initial thrust. But we are at 18-12. 18-12 with 1 minute and 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Quick timeout. You're listening to Randolph Raiders football exclusively on The Ump. Back live from James Tucker Stadium in Somerville, Alabama, as Randolph has taken his first lead of the game. As Tripp Slyman wants the deep kick down the middle of the field, right down the gullet. That'll be caught by Weathers, I should say, to the 10-yard line. The 15, space to the 20, makes a man miss, and then makes his own self miss to the 29-yard line. He made a move, got past one defender, but then made his own knees buckle. And like, he was too fast and elusive for himself.
And it was Big Jackson Vest who capitalized on that, came in and made the tackle.
So an exciting last drive with two huge plays, two big throws from someone we haven't seen make the big throws yet on this stage, from Graham Copeland, and maybe starting to come into his own a little bit.
He's got to have great confidence after that. You have to think that he's got confidence going into this next drive.
Self on the near hash mark, gives two to the right, one to the left. Keeps the quarterback dive to the 35-yard line. Gains five on that one.
It was really a good effort there by self. Defense had hands on him. He's kept his legs turning and just refused to go down, breaking a couple tackles. Like you said, getting 4 or 5 yards now.
18-12 the score now with two to the left and one to the right. Quick handoff goes to Morgan to the 39-yard line. Wrapped up and tackled. That was number 10, Cole Greco, with the stop. first down.
Absolutely. Defense really would love a stop here, obviously. Offense, I would really like to see what this offense can do if the defense can get the ball.
First down and 10. Hand off to Morgan goes again to the 41-yard line. Maybe spins forward to the 42. Another 2 yards. So trying to keep the chains moving is Brewer. Just one possession down. Not a whole lot of hurry needs to go. They got a whole fourth quarter plus the next 45 seconds. They had great momentum on the last drive. A penalty killed them, and then a couple of big defensive stops by the guys in white. Second down and 8. Self thinks about giving to Morgan. We'll throw near side. Incomplete. Actually hits the side of the helmet of Dom Laosi. Dom Laosi. Yeah, that's the second time we've seen a player for Randolph not really be paying attention to the ball. It comes out so quick that it just comes off one of their body parts.
Unfortunately, there, had he looked, he could have turned that into something very positive for the Raiders. That potentially could have been 6.
Third down and 8. They'll put a receiver to the left side all the way over. Way over there is Isaac Childs. And 2 to the right, the near boundary. 1 tailback to the right of Self. Self gets the snap. Looks. Gets pressure. Throws left side. It's that screen pass they wanted before. Makes a man miss to the 45. Cuts back to the middle field to the 50. He's down at the 50-yard line. He reached forward to the 49. A big first down. He needed 8. He got 9. Had to make a lot of work. Now, there's a flag on the far side of the field. We'll see what that call is. It's an interesting position because on screen passes, you kind of never really know.
After the longest drive of the game, yardage-wise, not play-wise.
It was already a first down, so add another 5 yards to that first down, so they'll go to about the 44-yard line. First down.
Randolph had the longest drive of the game, yardage-wise, a second ago, but it wasn't necessarily play-wise. The defense really didn't get that long of a chance to rest, and it's kind of starting to show.
First and 10, just inside the 45. Clock shows 15 seconds and counting. Self and shotgun. Gets it, keeps immediately. Wants to go toward the right side of the line. Does so. To the 40. Bowling over defender to the 35-yard line. Big time hitting there. He's close to another first down. You need a measurement if you're going to get it. But it is really, really close. Clock shows 2 seconds. I wonder if they're going to do a measurement now or just go ahead and go with the end of the quarter. Actually, they're going to go ahead and give him the first down. Probably won't get another snap off before the end of this third quarter, and they won't. So the third quarter is going to come to a close, and it's 18-12 in favor of the Randolph Raiders. But they are on defense, and Brewer is trying to move the ball and threaten yet again. We'll see how that goes when we come back. You're listening to Randolph Raider football exclusively on the Ump. And we are back live, beautiful Somerville, Alabama. And I'll tell you this, from the studio in Athens, it's about a 45-minute drive to get down here, to come down 65 and to get on to 67 to get here, to get on to Eva Road. And it has been quite the night. A beautiful drive in, great friendly people here at Brewer who asked me if I was a coach. I was very flattered to hear that. Then I came up here and saw a beautiful press box here at James Tucker Stadium. Really a gorgeous field, a gorgeous setting, especially when we get to look out at the visitor sideline from the press box, and you got this gravel, big rock sort of hill that is just dynamite. And just behind that are all these gorgeous big trees. It is just a picturesque night, not to mention it's 72 degrees outside right now.
Dynamite, huh? Yeah, it does look really nice over there. It really started this morning. I know we obviously wake up at different times. You have a morning show to take care of, but I got up about 9 o'clock this morning, and it felt like football weather, and it's carried over all day long, and it's really, really held up for us.
Yeah, and I do want to thank everyone here at Brewer for giving us a great place to do the game, being super nice, super helpful. Kevin Serrett, the athletic director here at Brewer, has just been absolutely fantastic, and I really appreciate them.
You're only saying that because they thought you were a coach.
Well, he didn't. I'd emailed him early in the week. He didn't know I was a coach. But he listens to the Cube Show Monday 6 to 10, so I appreciate that.
See, there you go.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right as we start quarter number four. Self will keep this one. Actually, he'll hand it off to Morgan. He'll actually be stopped at the line of scrimmage. Chase Hammond, the 6'2 junior with the tackle there.
We were speaking about guys, you know, being a little exhausted. Well, first play of the fourth quarter, he really got after it there.
Second down and 11 on that far hash mark. They have two receivers on the near side, one to the left. They actually bring a third receiver near side. Self, who has been the man basically getting this entire offense to run at all today, will fake to the left, throw to the right, tackled, but an incomplete pass. So Self faked that he was going to run and throw to the left, then threw back to the right, but not fooled at all, was big number 31, Dom Liosi, and instead, that is an incomplete pass because he knocked that one away. Man, that was well read. Somebody's been watching film.
You're absolutely right. That was well read. The only thing he almost did was get himself hurt because there were three guys really barreling down at him there in the backfield.
Third down and 11. 18 to 12, Randolph on top. Two receivers left, one to the right, one tailback. Fake. Steps up. Looks to throw. Fires to the near side. It is incomplete. And that's been the story of the game for Randolph, for Brewer, as is intended for Devin Weathers, the sophomore. If, and I do mean if, big number six is 50% completion tonight, this game's a shootout. This game is probably 24-24 or something right now. There's a couple more scores on the board.
Absolutely.
He has just not been able to get set, and that's credit to the defense, and not been able to straighten out those passes the way he wants.
You're absolutely right.
It's fourth and long, three receivers to the right, but it looks like this is another cute punt formation. But who knows? They went for the last time they set it up. Three receivers to the right, one tailback. Now they'll bring in that big tight end to go and block on the right side. And now Self gets ready to punt. High snap, but he does control it. This one's punted high, far sideline. No one's given chase, and it just bounces in the end zone for a touchback.
And you were exactly right, as you mentioned before, how he's not really been able to himself. It hasn't really been able to get set and make the throws. That credit goes to the defense. The defense did miss a few tackles and let him get through the arm, but the pressure is definitely felt there, and that's really causing him to miss some of these passes.
Huge possession here for Randolph as we're in the fourth quarter with time dwindling down with 10:56 to go.
Yep.
A score here is devastating for Brewer, who has been able to move the ball at times, just not consistently punch it in once you get inside the 30. And they would have to do it twice if they're able to get a score here.
That chance to separate that we've been talking about for Randolph starts right here.
Copeland, the quarterback, in the pistol with LaVon Fletcher behind him. He's had a nice night, but fairly quiet here in the second half. Face mask in the backfield. They knocked him down, and no face mask call.
Wow.
Wow, they tackled him quite literally by his face mask.
Looked pretty blatant from up here.
I don't get to throw the flag. Wait, I got a flag. Foul! Wow, he's going to lose 3 yards on the carry, but he quite literally was taken down by the face.
Do it again. I want to see if this can be the first time we get a radio announcer flagged in a football game.
Foul!
No flag yet.
Second down and 13 for the Raiders. Two receivers bunched up on the right side. A little trickeration goes back to the left side. Brad Layton's got the ball, but he's going to be stopped down at the 19. He gets two more yards back. Make a third down and 11, though. Sort of fake the high snap with Brad Layton coming around from right to left with LaVon Fletcher faking the take on the right side. Didn't quite work. Changed positions on the field. Again, just trying to keep some of these Brewer Patriots maybe lose a little bit of eye discipline. Third down and long for Randolph on the road here. Week one action. Brad Layton comes in tight to the formation. Set up where he was last time. Copeland looks, fires left side, intercepted.
No.
It's intercepted. He's got space in front of him to the 10, to the 5, touchdown.
He had a guy read it the entire way. Unfortunately, it wasn't the receiver that was intended on Randolph. The intended receiver never turned around, never saw the ball.
Orlando Wadley with his second touchdown of the night. The first was a receiving touchdown. This one, actually, that was just a big first down. This one is a devastating interception return, and immediately Brewer is back into this game.
Absolutely. There goes that confidence that we talked about. We will see from Copeland. Copeland was really starting to build some things. He had two big completions on the last drive. This time he makes a very ill-advised pass. His receiver didn't even expect the ball. The only guy that unfortunately read it the entire way was the defense.
Looks like he stared down his receiver on the left side from the very moment he got in. Snap on the swinging gate formation. Looks over at the Weathers. Weathers is tackled. Two-point conversion. No good. A whole bunch of white jerseys to give credit for on that one, including number 51, Reed Thurman, number 31, Dom Liosi. It's a lot of guys to be able to give credit.
Out of all the crazy things that we've seen so far tonight, we have yet to see a two-point conversion be converted.
Well, I feel like at some point it's going to happen, because now the clock shows 9 minutes and 29 seconds, and the lead for Randolph was short-lived. But they do get the ball back and a chance to settle down and have one of these type of drives that maybe milks the clock a little bit, but more importantly, reinstill some of that confidence in the offensive line into LaVon Fletcher, into Graham Copeland, into Brad Layton, and see if they can get some movement going.
You mentioned earlier they were running some of these stretch plays to maybe try to tire that defensive line out. Let's see if that's worked and they can really start churning out these run plays and getting some chunk plays here, 5-8 yards at a time, and really run down the clock and wear that defense out some more.
LaVon Fletcher back to return. So is Brad Layton. And
although a special teams touchdown here wouldn't be too bad either.
It wouldn't be either, as they bring back out number 77, Jordan Flack, the offensive lineman, set to kick. He's been squibbing it all night. That's his mantra. Set to kick off from the 40.
Favorite play of the entire game right here.
The kick is squibbed to the right side. Is going to be recovered by Randolph at the 20. Give him the 26-yard line is where they'll start.
That was the best airtime he's had on any kick all evening.
And yeah, a lot of worm burners tonight. Yeah, a lot of worm burners. But that's how squib kicks go.
Maybe 6 inches off the ground that one got.
That's generous. Being generous, but I understand. You don't want to insult high school guys.
Oh, there's definitely no insult here. The guy is, it's a big boy out there kicking.
He's huge.
He's a big offensive lineman.
He's huge. The leg's been huge too. Been very effective for the most part.
It's got the distance down a little bit.
Raiders set back up on the far hash mark. Hand off to Fletcher. Comes near side. Cuts inside to the 30-yard line. Take it down to the 32. A gain of 6. Made that one quick cut. There's another flag on the field. Thrown by the umpire behind. It's holding called on Randolph. Usually what that is when he throws it. So it'll remain first down, but it'll be first down and longer.
It's a shame because Fletcher made a really nice play there to the right side, made a cut, got a couple extra yards, all negated by a penalty.
So it'll be first down and long. Brewer is feeling some of this momentum. The players are jumping up and down trying to get the crowd into it. They feel that they know what can happen right now if they can get a stop. And now they have Randolph backed up at their own 12-yard line.
I don't know if a stop's necessarily all they're looking for. They've gotten a lot of turnovers on this side of the field tonight. Ball security is what the offense needs to be preached.
In fact, they've all been on this side of the field, going from left to right. One receiver left, one receiver right, three backs in the backfield. Quick handoff to Vest. Goes up the right side, knocks over a couple defenders, gets to the 17-yard line. That's a 5-yard gain, a good start on this drive to try to get things back manageable.
Yeah, safe play there, handed off to the big guy, and why not? Up the middle, he's been very effective tonight. He's had carries of 13, 15 yards, just bullying people over. So very nice play there by Randolph.
Knotted up at 18 between Randolph and Brewer. 4A Region 7 action happening right here on the Ump, your new home of the Randolph Raiders. Hoping to get Nick Flanagan and staff his first win on the Ump. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, near side. Copeland looks right side, looks left side now. Tries to spin away from a defender. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage, the line of scrimmage. A gain of 0. Actually, let's say he reached down and got a yard. Give him a yard. So he's third down and about 14 or 15.
Copeland did pull up and make that one defender miss, as you mentioned. Unfortunately, there were three more right there waiting for him, and they've all made the tackle together, and now we have a third long.
Third down, and the line to gain is the 36-yard line. They're set up right now at the 18, actually the 19. Copeland looks, fires left side, incomplete. Incomplete will be fourth down and long, and now it'll be punting time for the good guys.
Well, this is something that the defense has been facing all night long. They've gone out here trailing in the game. They've gone out here majority of this game tied, and they went out here briefly with the lead. But now they go out here again trying to keep this offense from taking the lead.
Devin Weathers territory. Back to return, as is number 8, Zach Hodra, Kadra, I should apologize to him. Back to punt. It's Tripp Sliman. Gets the low snap. Punts this one. Better than he's punted in a while. That one's going to bounce at the 38-yard line. Bounce backwards. And it's going to be downed at the 38-yard line. Actually, down by the men in blue.
Dangerous play there.
That was down by Levi Rice. That is a net of about 17 yards.
7:26 left on the clock. This is a big time here for the defense. Another big possession. Every possession the defense has had has been big, which is a positive because they really haven't given up much. So,
would be very much surprised if we didn't find this in the hands of number 6 the rest of the way.
Absolutely agree with you there. It's going to be a big battle. Number 6 for the men in blue and the defensive front for Randolph have been going at it all night long.
Quarterback keeper for number 6 gets past the 35 inside to the 33-yard line as he stretches forward. It's a gain of about 5, second down and 5. We've seen nothing from the kicking game from either team to suggest that a field goal is an option.
Unless we want to give 77 an attempt at a field goal. I'd be all for that.
Straight the backside. Two receivers to the right, one to the left for Zach Self with Morgan to his left. He'll keep it, fake to him, to the 30. Gets loose to the 25. Cuts around to the 20. Wrapped up around the 15-yard line. Still battling forward to the 14-yard line. Big first down.
Absolutely. Big time play there. Fakes the handoff. The guy fakes the handoff to lays a great block. And he's able to get outside and run it all the way down to about the 14 before the defense is able to wrap him up.
Self doing a little bit of a limping, but that's mainly because he tried to juke somebody out of their shoes and lost his own. Second down and 10. Stay on this near hash mark. Quarterback keeper toward the middle. Tried to cut back inside, wrapped up. Jackson Vest there. Dom Lyosi there. Everybody is there.
After getting gashed by a big run play there, very nice job to get the penetration, get in the backfield, and meet him right there at the line of scrimmage.
You can almost tell once they put that fullback on the right side of that tight end, once they put number 9, DJ Hyatt, somewhere, he's going to try to run right behind or right on that guy's backside.
Yeah, they're not really trying to mask what they're doing. They're just hoping it works.
Here they go. Fake. Looking to throw. Gets away from a defender. Self looks. Throws right. It is caught. Turns to the outside. Touchdown. A big-time throw on a big-time possession as Brewer is back in front. After it looked like Randolph had Zach Self possibly for a sack, he spins around, and he's able to find number 23, Jalen Urechetta. I apologize, it's Patrick Johnson, number 27.
Absolutely.
He finds him open. He spins away from a defender. Touchdown.
It was devastating. You had Rob Harrigan, number 58, in the backfield trying to wrap the quarterback up. He's able to escape and turn it into a touchdown.
Normal formation. Self tries to keep it. Goes up the middle. Does he get it for the first? No, does not get it. Would have been the first two-point conversion of the night. Instead, it remains 0 2-point conversions on the night.
How devastating is that first 2-point conversion for who either scores it? How devastating is that going to be? Because the game's not going to be tied anymore. Obviously, it's going to be a lead one way or the other.
It would be devastating for Brewer because we're rooting for Randolph to go the other way with
absolutely.
It.
But it's going to sting either way because it's almost at this point become guaranteed that neither team's going to convert.
Going to take a quick timeout as the score is now 24-18 in favor of the home team. 5:48 to go here in quarter number four. You're listening to Randolph Raider football exclusively on the Ump. Back live in a little bit of a delay. There was an injury for the Randolph Raiders, but he walked off. It looks like it was big number 53. Did I get that right? The 53, Chase Hammett, that was gingerly coming off the field. But he came off under his own power, so that is good news.
Yeah, always love to see that.
As we look to see, experiencing a heat timeout, which is a little ironic for us this year. Last year, I believe heat timeouts, I think they usually go the first 4 weeks of the season, but they extended them 2 weeks last year because of, well, it was so stinking hot, you know, and it was hot forever. In fact, they were doing games last year right here on the Ump for another team. And I don't think the kickoff temperature was under 87 until, I think, mid-October, it felt like.
Wow.
It was really, really warm the entire year. But if today is any indicator of what the rest of the season is going to be like, muy bueno.
Yeah.
Bring that on.
Took the words right out of my mouth. If this is any indication of what we're going to get the rest of the season, thank you.
You're welcome. Randolph gets set to receive as they trail 24-18. Were you thanking me?
I was not. I was thinking, okay. You know, football gods or whoever makes the weather so perfect for these football games. But I guess that extends to you.
It really doesn't, but I'll let it. I want to remind everyone that you can interact with us on social media throughout the game as well by just tweeting it to us at ArkyShea. Arkyshea, that's myself. And Tony Mack, UMP.
That's right.
Is the guy who's not very good at his job.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. That's TonyMacUmp.
Flack with a squib kick off the side of his foot. That's going to be recovered at the 47-yard line. That technically went 13 yards. Felt like it went less, though. So good field position for Randolph to try to answer here in the fourth quarter, down 24-18. So Randolph will start off on that far sideline. Got to be feeling a little bit of pressure. Got to be saying, we've got to get LaVon Fletcher going. We've got to get Sam Kimmel, who's been really quiet tonight, going. We've had Brad Layton find himself get open a lot. We've got to keep these guys going. Brad Layton, by the way, 2 touchdowns of the night. He is on that far sideline. LaVon Fletcher, Wildcat quarterback, is going to hand off to Sam Kimmel. He's bounced way back at the backfield. He's going to be dropped at the 40-yard line. That's a loss of 6.5 yards.
And it looks like the defense read that one the entire way. That play never had a chance.
LaVon Fletcher, not a stranger to being a Wildcat quarterback. He is the second string quarterback on this team, just ahead of Sam Kimmel, who he handed it off to. Got nothing on it, so it's going to be second down and long. As staying as the Wildcat quarterback is LaVon Fletcher. Try to get your playmaker the ball. 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Kimmel comes in motion. They'll hand off to him. He's got to cut it inside. He does. Gets to the 45, 46-yard line. He gets close to the original line of scrimmage. They'll make it third down and at least a reasonable long.
Yeah, it was a good job to bounce it outside and scamper for a few yards before he was taken down right here at the 46. Now let's see if they're going to run it again. But either way, it's a big-time third down. We've got to convert here.
They'll keep LaVon Fletcher as the Wildcat quarterback. Graham Copeland all the way on the near side by himself as the lone receiver here. Brad Layton to the far side. Fletcher brings Kimmel in motion. They'll fake it to him. He'll keep it. Left side. He's got a little room. Gets to the 50. To the 45. Got to keep stretching. He'll be a little short at the 45. But much within striking distance. Needs about 1.5 yards to get it on fourth down. They're going to say he needs a full 2 yards. But this is a huge fourth down. Obviously, Randolph's going to be going for this one. They finally got some positive yards and some positive plays going forward.
Absolutely. And the way the Wildcat looked there with Fletcher carrying the ball, you'd have to hope that there's a lot of confidence going forward in this play.
Under 4 minutes to go in the game. Down 24-18. It's fourth down and 2. Down to nut crunching time. 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. LaVon Fletcher brings in Sam Kimmel in motion. Flag on the field. Could have been a delay of game. Clock shows pretty close to 0. Did he get the snap off? He did not. He did not get the snap off in time. Delay of game on the offense. Another one of those self-inflicted injuries that you're just thinking, if we just get this cleaned up a little, entirely different ball game we're talking
about. You're exactly right. We've seen that all night in various ways in turnovers, mishandling the clock, and not hitting a lot of your spots, overthrowing and underthrowing some guys.
So here we go. Graham Copeland back in at quarterback. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Now a timeout called by Brewer as they realize this is a very important opportunity to stop here. So we'll stop play for just a moment. Graham Copeland came back in as quarterback there. What do you expect to see, or what would you like to see from the men in white?
Well, I'm not sure if this is the time to really test the confidence in Copeland's arm, but you might have to go that direction this late in the game with Fletcher being the workhorse. You have to expect they're going to sell out on him, even though they brought Copeland back into the game. So I'd expect them to find some way to stretch the field as they have and try to give Copeland some options downfield to convert this. The biggest play of the game for the Raiders got even bigger after that penalty.
Two touchdowns off plays where he was able to roll out to one side. Not only the touchdowns, but the big 53-yard gain earlier that went to Colton Scoggins was because of that. Copeland with LaVon Fletcher behind him. Two receivers left, two to the right. Far hash mark. Copeland gets the snap, rolls right. There's that rolling, looking, firing near down the middle of the field. It is incomplete. Well over the head of Sam Kimmel. It is incomplete. First down for Brewer. And now they can sort of sense it. They can sense with 3:37 to go that they can beat Randolph with a good drive here. And we're talking about a team that is 3-17 the last 2 years.
That's big time. Copeland right there stretched the field like we thought he might. This time defensive pressure got there. Not enough time as he had the previous two big plays he made. It definitely showed. And as you mentioned, big, big chance right here for Brewer to get a big victory.
First down and 10 at midfield. I expect to see a whole lot of number 6, maybe a dash of number 3, but nothing else. Self gets it. Hands it off to number 3, Morgan. Morgan gets to the 42-yard line. That's a gain of 8. Second down and 2.
It's a great job there. Great job by J.B. Stockton to just get a hand on the jersey and stop him in any way he could from continuing that run. It could have been a lot bigger than it was.
It's a clock game now.
You're exactly right about that with just 3:11 to go.
Looks like two timeouts left for Randolph. Two receivers left, one to the right. Two backs in the backfield for blocking. They'll block for number 6. He goes left side at the first down to the 39-yard line. So now we get into strategy time. The clock continues to roll. They'll stop the clock, 25 seconds for a play. And now we got to start figuring out what to do with the timeouts.
Absolutely. The first thing the defense needs to do before they start digging into these timeouts, they cannot give up a positive play more than 2 yards here. They have to do what they can. You have to expect that number 6 in some way is going to be a big part of how this play develops. You have to lock in on him and make sure this play is not too positive.
2:35 on the clock and rolling down to 6 seconds, 5 seconds to get the snap. 4-3, the snap comes. Quick handoff, gets free left side. It's at the 30, the 25, the 21-yard line. 18 yards on the carry.
How effective has number 6 been all night long to where now he is drawing so much in on the fake and he's giving it up to number 3, and number 3 is just benefiting the world from it right now?
It's been absolutely crucial here to be able to do that. Taking plenty of time. In fact, Zach Self is just walking away from the formation a couple times, just waiting for clock to run down. We're under 10 seconds, 9, and an 8 on the play. One receiver left, two to the right. Doesn't seem like we're going to see much other than number 6. He'll keep it. He'll look to go wide. He'll be tackled toward the middle of the field. Gains about a yard. And that's about it. Defensive stop that they needed.
Absolutely.
To start the defense. Second down and long.
There's 1:25 left on the clock. just 15 seconds on the play clock here, so they can bring it down close to a minute. So timeouts are crucial here, really depending on what the defense can do to get a stop here.
Two receivers right, one to the left, quick handoff. Everyone met. Not even sure if the handoff even got past Zach Self. It didn't.
Again, met in the backfield. Fantastic play here in pressure with the defense.
Nick Flanagan goes and calls a timeout. It'll be third down and long.
That was Reed Thurman there who came in and finished off that tackle. The defense very aggressive getting in the backfield there.
Want to get you to stay tuned for the postgame show here for the Randolph Raiders. We'll get you some of the numbers, get you ready for next week, and we'll talk to head coach Nick Flanagan. Regardless of what the result is.
We got a big-time third and four here with just 58 seconds left. Randolph defense, that them getting a stop here is just part of it. The offense will still have to get rolling if they're able to get a stop. So big play starts right here with 58 seconds left.
The Patriot cheerleaders are selling Brewer Patriot spirit signs, customizable for your yard or driveway.
We'll talk to Coach Nick Flanagan in the postgame show. There's going to be a lot to talk about, I'm sure, about self-inflicting injuries here. So much harm. I just feel like what a difference this game could be if not for the fumble in the end zone, the fumble as you're going into the end zone, the pick six. I mean, there's just so many little penalties that made downs even harder than they had to be.
Yeah.
Just trying to get into a rhythm. Never really felt completely in a rhythm so far.
Yeah.
But still third down and long. Get a stop. Quick handoff. Will actually be a keeper by Self. He's going to be wrapped up. Is Don Lyosi. They're going to wait to whistle him because Self just kept moving around.
Back to your point you made earlier as a big-time loss there, big stop by the defense. Your point you made about Randolph really getting their own way. Brewer's defense nor their offense, save for the quarterback, really did anything to put the pressure on Randolph throughout this game. It's all been Randolph's offense and special teams getting in their own way. Defense has given up 18 points here. One of the scores was off of a Randolph turnover.
Down to 20 seconds to go. It's 10 seconds between the game and the play clock.
15 seconds now.
On the play clock, it's 2. On the play clock, it's 1, and they will take a timeout. Is Jeff Walters looking to get this series up to 2-1-1 in favor of Brewer? Last year, what a different Brewer team this was. 28-2 in favor of Randolph. In fact, it wasn't until a safety as the game was winding down that Brewer was able even to get on the board. A game that was transplanted from one side to the other because of weather causing field issues. Ed Randolph has brought it all the way to Brewer, and it looks like, barring some kind of upset here in the last 8 seconds of game clock, that the Brewer home faithful are going to go home happy here in Somerville.
Absolutely. I'm not sure if we're going to get any kind of punt. I'm kind of expecting the quarterback to take a snap and maybe dance around with it for a little bit, burn some of that clock. If that results in a play for Randolph, I think that's a risk they're willing to take.
I would expect to see a long throw.
A big heave to the end.
Because long throws take just so long in high school to be able to do. Maybe you try to buy as long as possible and then just throw it through the back of the end zone.
Absolutely. But either way, whatever they decide to do here, it does get the feeling that barring something spectacular, this one is over for the Raiders.
Three receivers set up to the left in that formation that we've seen so many times turn into a punt. I would not expect that here. LaVon Fletcher's back there on the edge of the goal line just in case. They'll take the snap, and Zach's just going to keep it as long as he can. Runs, stays about, runs. That'll probably do it.
And the clock hits 0 now.
That's it. The upset is at hand, and the Brewer Patriots have beaten the Randolph Raiders 24-18 from James Tucker Stadium here in Somerville, Alabama. Really tough to see that for these guys, but Brewer played a heck of a game.
Absolutely.
They took advantage of the opportunities that Randolph gave them, and that's how opportunities in games like this happen. When you let a team hang around, when you battle with a team like this, a team that you know you probably will be able to get the better of if you play clean enough. Unfortunately, they did not.
You're right.
And now Brewer is going to be holding up their helmets and in the game singing their alma mater in victory.
Brewer came out here, and they never did anything like spectacularly back-breaking to Randolph, but they came out here and they did their job. As you mentioned, they played cleanly, and they came out here and they did their game plan. Number six was going to get the ball and do his job. Certainly they had some gash plays and plays that hurt, but nothing hurt more than the self-inflicting wounds that the Raiders had on themselves tonight.
24-18.
That is your final. Clocks are at triple zeros now, so that is absolutely your final score. Stunner here on the road.
It is not the way you want to be able to start the 2017 season, but if you're Nick Flanagan and company, I'm sure you know that once you see this film, there is a whole lot you can be able to clean up and then make it that much easier for you going into week number two. And we will talk all about that in the post-game show. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we will have the post-game show for you right here on the Ump, your home of Randolph Raiders football. We'll have the post-game show. We'll talk to Nick Flanagan, the head coach of the Randolph Raiders, in just a few minutes about what he thought of the game. Pretty sure I'd have a good feeling where he's going to go, but we'll still talk to him anyway. Then we'll get you set for week number two of action, because got another region matchup. Got New Hope coming up next week, and that's at home. And that will be an interesting test in and of itself. So we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, the post-game show for Randolph Raider football. And you're listening to Randolph Raider football exclusively on the Ump. Welcome you back live in Somerville, Alabama, home of the Brewer Patriots, where Brewer ends up becoming victorious 24-18 over the Randolph Raiders to start the 2017 season. Arky Shea here. That is Tony Mack right there. Appreciate you guys being along for the great ride. We're going to touch base with Nick Flanagan coming up in just a moment. But first, some of the numbers from that first game of the season. Total offense, Randolph 271 for Brewers 246. That was not looking quite the same. Randolph had twice the offense that Brewer did in the first half, and Brewer obviously had a few drives that helped that itself. 53 plays versus 63 for Randolph with the 53. I'll give you the Randolph numbers first. 136 passing yards to 61. Two touchdowns to one interception versus one touchdown to zero interceptions. 136 receiving yards to 61, 135 receiving yards to 185 yards, 5 penalties for 30 yards, 3 for 20 for the other team, 3 turnovers, though, for the good guys, 1 for Brewer, 2 fumbles and an interception, one of those being a pick 6. Time of possession fairly even, 22:08 for Randolph, 25:29 for the Brewer Patriots. First downs 13-16 in favor of the other guys. Also, some of these individual numbers to talk about, including LaVon Fletcher had 17 carries for 77 yards. Jackson Vest had 8 carries for 32 yards, including a touchdown. Sam Kimmel, only 9 carries for 18 yards. Graham Copeland, 6 carries for 5 yards. The passing side, though, was one of those ones where you wish you had a little bit better look, but how much better could it be when you think about it? Three of 11 was Graham Copeland. 3 of 11 for 136 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. So when you think about the efficiency of what happened for 3 touchdowns, for 3 completions, to get two touchdowns, I should say. Nick Flanagan now. Is that what we're doing? Okay. So we're going to call Nick Flanagan on another number we got. So hang tight, Bailey. By the way, appreciate Bailey helping us out at the studio right now. It is a little bit of chaos right now as we're trying to get in touch with Nick Flanagan. But just call that number we gave you, and we'll talk to Nick Flanagan. But 3 of 11 for 136 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interceptions. You don't like the 3 of 11, but I mean, when you did complete them, they were bombs. You know, so like it's effective in the bomb game if you want it to be, It's just unfortunately being able to be more consistent with that, and that one interception resulting in immediately 6 points for the other guys, which is very disappointing, to say the least.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Well, the, some of those other eight incompletions, he didn't really look comfortable. Some of the times he didn't have enough time. A couple times he didn't make good decisions, you know, throwing into double coverage that, another pick that actually could have happened. So right there with the Raiders, that's one thing you can look at moving forward, saying we've got to fix this right away. And another thing that got touched on at halftime was Sam Kimmel and how they wanted to get him involved. And obviously, we're going to see a lot of that. So that's something moving forward I expect to see this season.
It was. We are now going to be joined by the head coach of the Randolph Raiders. He is Nick Flanagan. Coach, obviously a disappointing end for tonight.
Yeah, definitely not the end result that we were looking for. But, you know, as far as the game of football, hats off to Coach Walters and his staff. And, man, they're out there celebrating right now, and they deserve it. This program's, you know, he has come in and really done some good things with them, and hats off to them for again coming out with a great plan tonight and executing it.
Yeah, it was a good game plan by them, and you guys were trying to get Graham Copeland comfortable, getting LaVon Fletcher some carries, trying to get Sam Kimmel going in the game. We were saying this earlier about Graham. When he did complete it, they looked great. I mean, we talk about some big-time plays, some explosive plays to be able to create. And I think, I guess, it was just a little more of the consistency that really could have helped tonight.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and that's going to come in time. I mean, you're talking about a 16-year-old kid we just threw out there quarterback for the first time. So I promise you I'm not going to put anything on him. But, it was definitely in the scheme of it. I mean, I should have did a better job of kind of getting him adjusted there in the first half. And again, we'll go back to drawing boards and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, and there were, again, we were watching, obviously, the game up here, and they looked like there are a lot of opportunities for things that, for that first game, just trying to get, you know, replacing a three-year starting quarterback, replacing, you know, other weapons that, you know, you had some, looked like there were some first-game jitters and trying to get comfortable to get into a groove for Randolph this this first game. But the thing that I think, I think there was also, you'll probably think to the guys and say, a lot of time we shot ourselves in the foot a lot, and I think when you go back and look at it, everybody's just going to hang their heads and say, if there wasn't the fumble in the end zone, if LaVon Jackson, if the pick six,
you can look at it a ton of different ways. But I mean, also you have four fourth downs that we couldn't convert on. We were on the other side of the 40. You know, a lot of things we could have done better offensively, and same thing in special teams world. I mean, there's a lot of things we could have done better. Hats off to our defense. I thought they played a great game. You know. I really did. I thought they did a good job of, you know, bailing us out when we need bailing out. And then offensively, again, just couldn't get in a groove to get anything going.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned a bunch of those names tonight, like Garrett Barlow out there. Dom Lyosi was all over the place. Reed Thurman all over. A great game by that defense to be able to keep you guys in it much longer. Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. We look forward to talking to you next week. Pat those guys on the head. I know they played a heck of a game tonight, and unfortunately it wasn't the result they wanted, but they'll strap it up, and they'll be ready next week for New Hope.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Art.
Thanks, Coach Nick Flanagan, the head coach of the Randolph Raiders. So obviously you can hear the disappointment in his voice, and of course it's a loss, you know, but I think you can also sort of hear the opportunities that they knew they had, the fourth downs they couldn't convert, the untimely penalties, the turnovers that were just in a terrible – you take a couple of these fumbles that happen near midfield, probably don't score.
Right.
And that's the game that you kind of don't want to play. You kind of want to say to this tape, you don't want to burn it because you can learn from this tape and say, guys, we keep within the framework of what we're doing. We're going to be okay the rest of the way.
And think about it this way as well. I know nobody's putting a real big emphasis on it because neither team converted them, but two-point conversions, you have three scores. You convert those three two-point conversions, we're probably in overtime right now.
There's a lot that could be said about this game, and that's a lot about game ones anyway.
Yeah.
They say the biggest improvement from teams comes from week one to week two, and I expect to see a much different team going into week two against New Hope. Let's talk about that real quick before we get off the air here. Week two against the New Hope Indians. They will be coming in to hopefully, if we don't get a whole lot of hurricane water and rain coming in from that, we'll have our first home game of the season against New Hope. And we're really excited to be able to do it with our first broadcast from there. But as we've been talking about this whole post game, a lot of numbers that you know you can improve on. And the sky really, I mean, we keep the sky is the limit for this team. There's a lot of playmakers out there, and if they can get one guy loose here, one guy there, get guys comfortable, more comfortable in the offensive line, that defense is going to be okay. That defense did not look like the defense that last year gave up over 21 points a game. That defense fought into it. I mean, think what the defense really gave up was a touchdown. Really, when you think about it, it was a touchdown.
Exactly. You know, so, and I mean, yeah, sure. The quarterback for Brewer was able to get the best of them a few times with some good runs here and there. But for the most part, they would answer back with a big sack or a big tackle for loss, some timely sacks. The defense answered any chance they could. Yeah, they didn't get turnovers. They weren't able to force turnovers for their end, but they did their job. But I think next week they will look forward to at least trying to add some turnovers to the board.
Yeah, and that would be very, very huge. Three turnovers to one. Most of the time, if you lose the turnover battle, especially by two or more, it's going to be tough to win. The turnover battle was very much won by Randolph last year in this game. Walked away with the game. This year, not the same. And that's the thing, those self-inflicted wounds. They can clean those up, and they are going to be in good shape. And a couple of those plays, when you think about it, weren't even they were more like the jitter type play, like running plays that you ran a bunch in practice, but now it's your first game. And now it's your first start at quarterback. And it's one of those things where you get hyped up. I mean, Coach Flanagan was talking about it before in the pregame show. You want to get these guys to calm down right before the game and to time that out. That way, those first couple of drives, you don't have the highs and lows.
Exactly.
You have more of the calm, relaxed team that's ready to go. And I'm sure Graham Copeland's going to be fine. I'm sure LaVon Fletcher's going to be fine. Sam Kimmel's going to be fine. They're going to have a lot of work. There's going to be a lot of film to watch. But this team's going to be okay.
Absolutely. It's unfortunate that they had to learn from their mistakes with a loss. But it's a team that you can easily see the mistakes being fixed and bouncing back, because they didn't look awful by any means on, you know, defense. Special teams made a couple good plays and made a couple bad plays. Offense made some unfortunate plays where they couldn't get out of their way, but it's all fixable, and it could all be fixable within the next week with New Hope coming up.
Next week is game number two, heading back to Randolph, the homestead. Finally get to stretch our legs at home. Supposed to start the first two games at home. Instead, it'll be game one at home, and hopefully enough for the first game. That for the first win, that will be against the New Hope Indians. That will be starting at 6:30. So if you're new to the program, if you're new to our station, 6:30 is when we start the preview show, the Nick Flanagan show, 6:30, around 7. We're actually a minute and a half early today for the kickoff. So about 7 o'clock is obviously when these things kick off. I hear from Coach Nick Flanagan in the pregame show, and we'll talk to him in the postgame shows as well. We also appreciate Bailey, who's been in the main lair, the studios there in Athens for WUMP, handling the ones and twos, pressing the buttons. I want to thank him for that and helping to get Coach Flanagan on. He will be with us through the season as well. I want to thank Antonio for being here, because this is your last day. I'm joking.
Thank you.
He's going to be around for the entirety of the season, and I want to thank you for that. And I want to thank you guys for listening. We have week two coming up next week against the New Hope Indians. Download the UMP app, WUMP Sports. You can find it online at umpsports.com and on your radio dial, 7:30 a.m. and 103.9 FM. Until then, we're going to take you to a regularly scheduled program, which is CBS Sports Radio, right here on the UMP. Follow us all on Twitter at Arky Shea, at Tony Mac UMP. We appreciate all the attention, all the love tonight, but Randolph Falls 24-18. We'll see you next week. Go Raiders!
Hi, you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family is hosting a barbecue for Labor Day, and we need our style to look smokin'.
Try Old Navy. You guys will look BB cute.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now at Old Navy's Labor Day sale, the styles your family loves are all 50% off. Get 50% off all jeans, dresses, and tees.
50% off all jeans, all dresses, and all tees?
You bet, all 50% off at Old Navy and oldnavy.com.
Honey, get those dogs off the grill. We're going to Old Navy.
High Fashion, Old Navy.
Valid 8/31 to 9/4. Excludes license, men's package, and clearance.